of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
This is Diane Hawks at the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to four families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Okay, boys and girls, the wheels will be off of the engine pretty quickly here. This is the Talk Radio Review, where we humbly prevent... No, excuse me, that is a Freudian slip. Humbly present a number of well-known radio talk professionals to go over the list from Talkers Magazine of the top stories of the week, top people of the week in the news talk radio world. Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. So let's see, joining us this morning, Jennifer Horn from the DJV show and from the morning program at KRLA, from Michael Medved's program, from a show that she does in Bakersfield or San Bernardino or someplace.
San Bernardino, get it right,
yeah.
Please.
Okay, thanks. Yes, all right, right. And soon to be on in Fargo. So that's Jennifer's background. Victoria Keelan, basically lazy. She only does one program a day, and that's the DJV program.
Jen makes me look bad.
Yes,
nah.
I know. All right, and let's see here. Who else have we got? Speaking of looking bad, Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. And then there's Walter M. Sterling. Have we figured out what the M stand for? Is that got anything to do with mouth?
There's Walter. Lots of options there.
Montgomery.
Is it really?
I'm specifically forbidden from saying what it stands for.
Are you really? By whom?
Yes.
Your mother, your wife?
My 13-year-old.
My 13-year-old.
Oh, could embarrassing.
I'm sure we'll hear what that 13-year-old thinks is the number one story of the week before we're done with this hour. Anyway, Walter M. Sterling is a Westwood One Network talk radio personality. He's here, and I'm Doug Steffen, so I'll go through the, I guess I'm the ringleader of this group of captives, the stories this week. I don't know. Richie, you argue with me all the time. Should we start at the top or the bottom? I think last week you weren't here, so we started at the bottom.
No, I was here last week. Ideally, you go from number 10 to number 1, just like a countdown should.
Right, okay. All right, so you want to do that? I'll just count them down, then we'll go back to the... We'll circle around to the ones we like.
There we go.
All right, the ones we think have value. Number 10 on the countdown list, sports talk radio, playoffs, the story of the guy from Boston who's on the Celtics who beat up his girlfriend and could go to jail for 25 years. So that's, you know. And then the other one, the football player, they got caught on insider trading. I can't remember his name, who's now playing for, I think, Seattle. Do you know that story? Who knows that story better than me? I'm not a sports expert. I just know.
I'm blanking on his name. He's not a major star, but
no,
yes,
he's not.
He was convicted of...
But we decided on the DJV show, ladies, that he should not be going to jail, but he should, if he's making $3, $4 million a year,
right,
that money should go to pay off the people that got screwed.
Back.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, all right, so that's number nine. Number eight, number... Number 10. Number 9,
I'm confused
already. The new iPhones. We'll go to Victoria for that in a moment. Number 8, The fellow who produces 60 Minutes got fired along with Les Moonves. Les Moonves, that conversation has some tracks to it. I don't think anybody cares. They don't even know who Fager is. He produces 60 Minutes. His name is Michael Fager. Number seven, the focus on the Russians and their war games with the Chinese. Number six, the positive economic news that a lot of people have been talking about. Number five, more election news. That arrogant SOB, what's-his-face from New York, Cuomo, wins the primary. Number four, notice how I'm putting my own anecdotal interpretations in.
Yeah, no fake
things.
News here.
No.
Yeah.
Well, it's opinion, Jennifer. You can have all kinds of fake opinions. Number four, the continuing focus on Mr. Kavanaugh and his nomination. There's a lot to talk about there, actually, I think. I'm so sick of seeing Trump and the Russia investigation. I don't even
know. It's not going anywhere.
Oh, my God, what a waste of time.
Right.
Bob Woodward's book, number two, and the hurricane, number one. All right. So who wants to talk about the new iPhone? Victoria, you want to give us a run?
There's
no controversy with that, so I don't know why we're... I think the Serena Williams cartoon, which is
sickening.
Honestly,
the iPhone thing, it's there's the biggest iPhone ever. It's a 6.5-inch screen.
Why should I help them sell their iPhones? I'm not getting
I don't think there was anything that's really monumental. So.
You aren't helping them sell it. You're talking about an item that people are interested in.
Thank you, Rich. Like you, for example.
I agree with Rich.
I am. Yeah.
Richie's going to get a new one.
I will. I actually
Victoria
skipped the last
will
one,
get a
so
new
I'm
one.
Due. I'm ready. Yeah.
Are you going from the 7 to 10?
I'm going from the 7 S Plus to...
I want to go around the room here. Jennifer, what kind of iPhone or what kind of phone do you have?
It's archaic. I am actually ashamed of myself. I still have the iPhone 6S, and I am totally due for an upgrade. I've been wanting to get into a Verizon store. I haven't done it yet. And over the weekend, I actually dropped it into two bowls of water because I thought it was telling me it's time. But it's still working. When has that ever happened?
To me, it didn't. Mine didn't work after that.
Walter, flip phone, right?
I had one of the first iPhones. One of the first. And 1 month, I got a $650 bill because the apps were running.
Is that the last
month? I took it to the Hudson River, and I threw it in the Hudson River. And now I have this. Listen carefully. Listen. You hear this?
Yeah. Flip phone.
That's the flip.
It's $9. Yeah. $9 at Walmart, $30 a month prepay, and you know what? It gets calls.
And you never answer them.
Walter's walking around with a burner phone.
It gets text. It gets text. And it takes better pictures than the iPhone.
I'm sure it does.
I have a flip phone, but I think you knew that, Walter. Anyway, I have one of each. I have a flip phone, and I have
Doug's
two
a big
phones
boy now, Rich. He upgraded to an iPhone
8. An 8.
I heard he called me up and he was cursing at it one day.
But
I think I called
support,
you looking
Rich.
For help. Right, tech support, call Rich. All right, either Rich or Bob. Once in a while I call Victoria, though. I think she's pretty knowledgeable when it comes to a lot
she's
of this
very,
stuff.
Yes.
All right, so Walter, I would like to know if you have three lovely young ladies as daughters. Are they teenagers, or two of them are teenagers now?
6, 13 and 15.
Okay. Do any of them have phones?
Oh, yes. They have iPhones.
They do?
They have you betcha.
You gave your children... I would have thought, knowing you as I do, that you would never allow your children to have an iPhone. Especially.
No, I don't believe technology is a moral issue. I believe that it is far better to give my children iPhones than to have to endlessly fight with them over my laptop or my iPad, or my phone.
Really?
Yes.
Who's in charge of your house?
Every teenager has a phone. I had a cell phone in high school. Everybody has a phone.
I didn't have
a
cell phone in high school. What are you talking about?
You had a World War II cranking phone. I'm sure you had something.
That's because
Mabel?
Batteries.
Get me Sarah down the diner.
Batteries haven't been invented. You had a roll of quarters.
Listen,
Doug.
Don't be telling. You better not start with that on me.
They were dimes back then, Walter. Dimes.
I'm going back. You'll get it back in spades, pal. All right. Anyway, so we've taken care of the phone.
Jen's so happy that she's right.
I'm like,
wow.
Who's
going to
win the I'm older game?
All right, wait a minute. Right, I want to ask, Jennifer, Richie, do you have, you've got two children. Do they have phones?
One does. One does not. The one that goes to high school and has after-school activities does, and he got one in the seventh grade when he was 12 when he went to middle school and had after-school activities.
I know, didn't I? I didn't take a shot at you. I must have taken a shot.
Probably did, yeah, and I didn't care. My daughter does not yet. The rule is you wait till you go to school where you have after-school activities, which is generally middle school and 12 years old, and that's what we'll do.
Jennifer.
I just don't think it's that important.
What, to have a phone or whether you have a phone or not?
I don't think it's an issue. Like, they play their games on the phone, they text with each other,
yeah,
they call each other.
I mean, she's got
an
iPad.
It's the beginning of the end of them using their mind.
There's so many other things to worry about. I could care less.
But the funny thing is, though,
can think for themselves?
Well, the funny thing is, my friend is a kindergarten teacher, and three of her students, she just started, they all have Apple Watches.
Oh, my God.
That's right. I was like, okay,
oh my
now
God.
We've gone off the deep end.
You're marrying a guy who's got two kids. How old are they? Six and eight
or
something?
One just turned nine, and the other is six, yes.
Do they? Hopefully they don't have any phones.
Lily has a phone. Yep, the older one, the nine-year-old. Something that Jeff and I disagree about quite a bit, because his kids are addicted to devices, and he tell you that, and he's addicted to his device, and so, and I don't mean that in a dirty way, he's addicted to his cell phone. He's playing games and looking at emails and doing all that stuff.
And that's why they are.
And that's why they are, and that's right. And so we have a different philosophy, because I see when they don't have their devices how it's very hard for them to focus and behave and kind of be in the moment, because they feel anxiety without these devices. So that's why I don't like them.
Unbelievable.
But,
well, let me suggest that there's a lot of criticism then that goes with it, saying, well, you know, these kids have a shorter attention span. No, they don't. They have a broader attention span.
No, I disagree.
They're able to consume far more input.
How can you prove
once.
That? You prove that?
I'm a talk show host. I don't have to prove anything.
Come hang out with my son for a couple of days.
Well, your son, I think your son is smarter than the average bear anyway, because you've exposed them to all kinds of different you've exposed them to different ideas and ways of thinking.
Devices don't make people stupid.
On YouTube.
No.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Kids are super smart.
This kid, he found a laptop in the neighbor's garbage the other day.
Who did?
Sean? My son.
Really?
Pulled it out of their garbage, brought it home, got on YouTube, and figured out what was wrong with it and repaired it. Now he's got a free working laptop.
Good. That's great.
There's a
that
chip.
Is only four
There's
years old.
A chip off the old block. If I had any doubt this kid was yours,
you believe that story that he found it in the garbage?
He did. He did. All of my neighbors are government contractors.
His kids would tell him the truth.
They're all government contractors, and they work from home. So every three or four years, they redo their home office and just chuck the old stuff out because the government
is now. Sean
probably
found some missing files in the Russian.
I was
going to
say,
it's really cool.
Then he came home.
Secrets on that thing.
2 days ago, he came home with three bikes that he found in the neighbors that they were just giving away. He gets
on YouTube.
Did he
find them, or is he a thief?
Right.
No, because I know two of them came from. He gets on YouTube, and he figures out what's wrong with the bikes.
Welcome
he fixes
to the
them, and he sells them on Facebook Marketplace.
Good for him.
Good for him.
Hi.
That's awesome.
YouTube.
Then he
Talk
found
radio.
Diamond rings for mom.
Review. 19 past
the Just randomly.
Yeah.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Tom, and I'll be your server tonight. Just to let you in on some of the specials that we currently have. First is a wild-caught heart disease served on top of a bed of onset diabetes with an arthritis dressing. Second, we have our chef special. It is a sautéed obesity served two ways with a side of gastrointestinal issues. Anyway, can I go ahead and get you guys started with some drinks?
I don't think we're hungry anymore. Thanks, though. At Calitrin, we don't believe in drugs or stimulants, but rather products that are powerful and connect us to the natural world. That's why Calitrin is 100% all natural and the number one choice for healthy weight loss for over 20 years.
Hi, I'm Danny, and I'd like to say that I lost 8 pounds while I'm on Calitrin.
My name is Linda, and I've been on Calitrin now for about a year, and I've lost 48 pounds, and it's helped my arthritis, so I really recommend Calitrin.
Visit us at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Who knew ADT, a home security company, offers caddy service? On the 18th hole, you get a buzz from your ADT app to check the front doorbell. It's your new 9-iron, delivered safely. The ADT app helps protect your family, home, and packages, but not your golf stroke. So you can keep practicing knowing everything's safe at home. Caddy service, brought to you by ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
One country act is great, but Red Sun Festival is bringing you five country acts on an outdoor stage to benefit car fire relief. It's a full-volume country fest on the Reading Civic Auditorium lawn, Sunday, September 30th, with Farron Rachels, David Lunning, Carly Pierce,
I remember every little thing.
Frankie Ballard,
sunshine,
and headliners Eli Young Band. It's a huge show with a huge heart. $5 from every ticket, plus all net proceeds and donations from the band go to car fire relief efforts. Every ticket matters. If the festival sells out, that's $250,000 donated. We promise bars, food trucks, and fun. So check out RedSunFestival.com for details. Rock all day Saturday, September 29th, and country on Sunday, September 30th on the Reading Civic lawn. Get tickets at RedSunFestival.com or the Reading Civic box office. Sponsored in part by Dutch Bros, 10 Barrel Brewing Company, and Budweiser.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review now on the air. Victoria Keelan is here. Walter Sterling, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, bringing you up to date on some of the stories with our thoughts on some of the big stories. Talkers Magazine, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and you can see the list every week there, talkers.com. So, let's talk about the positive. Number six this week is the good economic news. There are those who are Trump supporters who say, wow, this is great. Look at this. This will help us win the midterms. And so then the others say, well, it's not really. Half the country's doing better and the other half isn't. It's kind of the usual, I think, the haves and the have-nots back at each other. I do think it is kind of, it's, I don't know, fascinating.
Yeah, even the have-nots are doing better.
Yeah. In a manner of speaking, those people, there are those who will argue with you. I thought it was interesting that on the heels of this news, Target and Macy's, between the two of them, are hiring, starting the first of next month, 200,000 people.
Right.
You know what that'll do for the unemployment? The unemployment's down to 3.9 now,
but
they're reported.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying it's permanent, but it's larger. The numbers are a lot larger than they were last year, Walter, in terms of hiring.
I'm surprised
Macy's.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, Macy's, you think, or you hear that stores like Macy's are in trouble because of Amazon. I think sooner or later there's going to be a backlash to that. I find myself
wanting to, I, especially when it comes to things like clothing.
Yeah,
order
you see
stuff.
The trend, though.
It's
the trend that's happening is like Amazon is creating like brick-and-mortar pickup places and kiosks and stuff like this. So what's really going to happen is kind of a merge of the two where and a lot of, like Best Buy and
maybe,
Home Depot are doing all the same thing, where you go online and you go, boop, 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 okay, I'll be at the store in 10 minutes to pick it up.
Yeah, I'll pick it up.
Yeah, and, it's free two-day shipping is not fast enough now.
Right,
now.
Right. I want it now.
Yep.
But then can
you... people also, like Doug says, they want to see it, touch it, feel it.
Well, I want to try it on. I tried that Stitch Fix, whatever it is, a couple of months.
Yeah.
New clothing and stuff, and it didn't fit. Yeah. And I sent it back with a pain in the neck to box it back up.
Did you lie about? Did you lie about your size?
Girls will do
that,
you know.
What would make you think that, Walter?
Well, they're very good at fitting by mail.
They are. That is sort of like what they're known for.
That's why it works.
This is going to be the two of you going to gang up on me. Is that it? No.
Both
I of don't you, think. By the way, I don't think that, I think it's a myth that Amazon is taking away the brick and mortar business to the extent that people think. I think the reason the brick and mortar stores are in trouble is because it is a progressively horrible experience. I blame the Apple store as the brick and mortar stores having a problem because Apple shows them how it should and could be done. You
100%.
Go to an Apple store and it's magic. 20 people
it
approach
is.
You. What do you need? And any
and then
one
you
of
sit on your butt
you
for an hour
and
wait for the next guy. No,
wait.
I never
well, that's
had
different.
That
that's
an
not
Apple store.
Any one of them can check you out in a second.
Yes. I was in and out. My laptop died a couple months ago. I jumped in a cab. I was still living in New York City. Went to the Apple store, timed the entire thing. It was 12 minutes from leaving my
door.
But
you know what?
I walked in. I said, I need that laptop right now. They go, here you go. They swipe the card on their own iPhone, and I was back in a cab. It was amazing.
Yeah, but if you have a problem like I do,
well,
I'm not.
Well, that's different, though. That's
well,
that's
you go there
different.
To fix it, and you
the
sit around.
Bar.
We're talking about shopping.
And, Doug, that's very situational, too. There are many Apple stores where you don't have to sit and wait. But let me just finish the thought, which is that you compare going to the Apple store with the experience of going to Macy's, to the men's clothing department, and trying to find, one, a clerk, and, two, somebody who can actually ring you up because, gee, it's not my department.
And you know what? Yep. The people who work at the Apple store really like doing what
they do.
They
love it.
Yeah.
Yep. It's true.
Yeah, I'm sure
they enjoy selling you the product.
Really?
Here's your pants, Mr. Singh. Here's your new suit. Versus, here's your new iPhone. Isn't it great? Yeah. Let me show you how to use it.
Maybe the people at Home Depot could learn a little from the folks at Apple. Maybe that's where...
Home Depot is bad. Yeah.
All right. 28 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Roundup. Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience, because I'm on it, Calitrin. So what does Calitrin provide in the way of joint support?
Well, Doug, you know, what Calitrin is, it's collagen. So you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. And it does have so many other benefits other than just your weight loss, like the joint relief. You know, I've been on it for arthritis for well over 15 years now. So lots and lots of benefits. But the great thing about the Calitrin, Doug, is the fact that it's drug and stimulant free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your heart patients. I've had open heart surgery. It will not interact at all, no matter what you're taking.
Let me underscore one more time how you find Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Special 10% off deal if you use the code DJV. That's toploss.com for Calitrin, the country's number one health choice for proper weight loss.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but then can't stay asleep no matter what you do? I had the same problem. Well, I tried everything, but nothing worked until I got MyPillow. And now I get a great night's sleep every single night. And you can too. My favorite thing about MyPillow is that it's made with 100% cotton, it's machine washable and dryable, and it will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. So act fast and get yours now. Backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. The buy one MyPillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one absolutely free. That is their absolute best deal. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com using promo code DJV.
This is Carl and the Bot. Join us the week of 17 September for Kristen Schrader on Monday, Barry Tippin on Tuesday, the Sheriff on Wednesday, our DA on Thursday, and Mike DeQuisto on Friday. A whole week of politics, law and order, and rebuilding our city. All of this, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Codwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Codwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue in Reading, home of wonderful cars and SUVs at great prices. All new Kias come with a world-famous 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Exciting cars, performance cars, and sport utility vehicles that are built to last. We know this to be true. We own Kias, and we love them. Take a test drive in a new 2018 Kia Optima, 2018 Kia Niro, 2018 Kia Rio, 2018 Kia Soul, or a 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento. Make a great deal and drive home happy. And if you're looking for affordable financing, Reading Kia is confident their wide-ranging resources and commitment to integrity will satisfy your needs and make you a customer for life. Reading Kia will do everything necessary to make your car buying experience the best you've ever had. So visit ReadingKia.com, then come into Northern California's Kia headquarters. Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue in Reading, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, ReadingKia.com.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Chris McFadden and Walter Sterling, and the intelligence of Victoria Keelan, going to keep the rest of the boys on the straight and narrow. We're going through the stories that are listed this week at talkers.com. The top 10 stories, top 10 people. Actually, I went through the list of stories. I did not go through the list of the people. So all those in favor of me listing the top 10 people, raise your hands.
Right here. I would also be in favor of you quickly doing the top 10 topics again.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll do the people first, Reggie.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers is at 10. Serena Williams at 9. Jeff Fager and Les Moonves at 8. Nancy Pelosi at 7. Jeff Sessions, 6. Number 5, Robert Mueller. Barack Obama at 4. Brett Kavanaugh at 3. Bob Woodward at 2. And Donald Trump at 1. And I will say candidly, I don't know why Barack Obama is on this list, and Nancy Pelosi.
Because of his speech. I don't know about
he's
Nancy,
giving
but
speeches.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so Victoria's right. He's giving speeches.
So what?
Well, and then Trump went back at it. You know, the whole
Trump
can't let anything go. And, yeah.
Well, Obama,
it wasn't really a back and forth. Well, no, he didn't blame him. He said Trump, he actually did the opposite. He said Trump isn't the problem. He's not the source of the problem. He's part of it. He's a symptom. So he actually took the onus off of Trump. But, you know, Trump can't let anything go. So then it became a
thing.
So
does that mean Obama thinks he was the solution to the problem? What is Obama's solution?
Obama's trying to take credit for the economy.
Economic,
yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah,
really. This is my economy. It's not Trump's. It's my economy.
Well, that's not true. Well,
2008 was his economy.
No, it wasn't. He inherited that. That was Bush's economy. Everybody knew. Look, it doesn't matter what political party. It doesn't matter what political party. The president coming in, if it's whoever it is, inherits what happened for the previous 8 years.
And how
so
you fix it?
Economic
is
stimulus and everything that Obama did. It is why we're in better economic standing now. It's
really,
you know, Trump can claim all he wants that this is all him. Some of Wall Street is in favor of Trump and is optimistic about it, so he can definitely claim. Rightfully so, some of the enthusiasm on Wall Street. But Wall Street isn't necessarily, you know, very few Americans actually invest in Wall Street. So when we talk about, like, real people in the middle of America.
Sure they do. Everybody's got a 401k.
Not everybody, Rich. No way. No.
Well,
not everybody.
I don't have one.
You don't have a 401k, Doug?
No. I wiped it out to save the farm.
If you're self-employed, you can't get a 401k. So
it's 40 whatever it is. You can get something similar.
We could get something else. I forget what it is, but I don't have that either.
Yeah. Right. Me. Right. Here we are. We're radio veterans. All right. Let's see. Richie wants me to repeat the story. Sports Talk Radio 10, the new iPhone, and the Serena Williams cartoon were tied at 9. They have nothing to do with each other, but in terms of interest.
I think the Serena story was much bigger than the iPhone.
I do,
reveal.
Too, and I think it's an important story, frankly, to talk about.
I didn't hear the Serena story. The cartoon, anyway. Tell me about the cartoon. I did not see it.
All right, you want it, Victoria? You want me to?
Give me the 30 seconds.
Go ahead, Doug.
Go.
Well, the Australian news media is noticeably white, and they took a shot. There was a cartoon from some South... I don't remember which newspaper it was. I think it was Melbourne in Australia. That really was disgusting, actually. It was really racially motivated. Mm-hmm. And it didn't not only take a shot at Serena, but the Japanese lady got it in the cartoon as well.
Well, they whitewashed her, literally. She's a blonde white woman with a ponytail. And it doesn't even look like Naomi Osaka. It's ridiculous.
In this day and age, you don't do that unless you want to be, you know, you want people to talk about you. And that's kind of the reason I think they did it. Although the Aussies are notably pretty racist in
it was this, Rich, you should look it up. Look at the image.
I'm looking at it right now.
It's ridiculous. And here's the thing that really pissed me off about this whole story. The newspaper, it got a backlash, of course. And then the newspaper doubled down and the next day put it on the front page.
Yeah.
That's how much of a racist statement they wanted to make.
It's a typical cartoon. It's got the opponent on the other side. You know, it's got Serena having a little fit. And then on the other side, it's got the opponent asking the judge, can you just let her win? But the caricature that they do of her is probably the offensive part. Yeah. Her lips and her mouth are huge in this caricature.
Well,
and
she's
so
also
her
jumping
rear
up and
end.
Down. Yeah, in
yes,
a position
having, like,
she
a
looks like a gorilla.
Did she get all right? The
Let's
facts
just say
of the
it.
Case.
That's what she said.
Did she get
she
a raw
like.
Deal? Was it? She was angry. You didn't see that kind of display from her before. But you see, a lot of times the comparison was made to her.
The coaching thinks she got a raw deal on. It happens all the time. It always happens.
Well. But the male female side of this, Richie, which
what, but that's
a,
what
yeah.
she's
part
saying
issue,
is that is right. that it happens all the time. But she says you're calling me out just because I'm a female.
Yeah, and can you argue with that?
But you know, every male tennis player who's come to her defense has admitted that they've gotten away with saying way worse than calling the umpire a thief. She said, you stole that point from me. You're a thief.
No,
that's what
she said. Any McEnroe video.
Is this about multimillionaires hitting a small ball in sunshine? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, right. That's right. Very true. Okay.
All right.
Speaking about multimillionaires, number 8, more on Les Moonves and him leaving CBS with a 120-some-odd-million-dollar settlement, $20 million they're going to take away Maybe. From him and give it to charity or something. But meanwhile, his wife goes on Big Brother or whatever that hosts her, and she introduced herself as Leslie Chan Moonves.
No, Julie Chen Moonves.
She's Moonves.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, that's
awesome.
She
spent all her entire career since she's been with him, she has spent distancing herself from the Moonves name. And
I'm
now
my own woman.
And then, yeah,
woman.
Yeah, I didn't get this job because I married the guy who's in charge.
Really?
It's like she's like the new Tori Spelling. I didn't get cast. No one knew who I was when I auditioned.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's sad that Victoria and I are the only two people who remember that's what Tori Spelling used to say.
Yes.
That she used to say, no one knew my daddy was Aaron Spelling, who owns all of you.
Right. Whatever.
Right. That's how I got on 902.
Walter Sterling, Rich McFadden is here. Jennifer's not here now. Victoria Keelan's here, though. And I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through. Rich, you wanted me to do this fast. We got stuck.
We're incapable.
Yeah.
Midterm number six, election. Positive economic news. Number five, the midterm elections.
The
number four,
the
Kavanaugh nomination. Number three, the Trump-Russia investigation. Number two, the Bob Woodward book
right.
Tied with the New York Times op-ed.
Walter
and number
wants
one,
to
hurricane
talk
points.
About the hurricane. The hurricane, yes. The big story in the hurricane is that the world is still full. We still see examples of the people who are so stupid, so arrogant, stubborn, whatever. We're going to ride the storm out, and then when their house gets blown away, they're looking for you and me as the taxpayers to send somebody in to save their butt.
Well, I thought you were
swim to shore.
I thought you were talking about the Weather Channel reporters. I want to see the hurricane. I want to see the flooding, the rivers, the waves, the wind, the signs
coming
down.
You're going to see the good-looking guys there as they get blown around?
Instead, I see a guy being blown at by wind and telling me that I shouldn't be there.
Right.
Neither should he.
Yeah, what I think some interesting points with the hurricane is that the Target, Walmart, and Home Depots have become our hurricane infrastructure for the government to run supplies through. I think that's a fascinating story in that we're using these big box supply chains for the government to be able to get supplies to the people, and because they've already got the supply chain on the ground. They know how to get the trucks to there, and they know how to get the people into there, and they know how to get the supplies out of the Walmart.
It's time
to the
government
people.
Did more privatizing of things.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah.
And then
go ahead.
The other interesting point about the storm is how it's being politicized already, so that the Democrats can use anything and everything. Trump's environmental policies caused the hurricane. B, the response to the hurricane is not going to be good enough, and Trump let all these people die, and you should vote for a Democrat.
To believe all of that stuff.
Well, but beyond that, to me, I think we're burying the lead here. The most important part of the entire Hurricane Florence storyline here is the Waffle House. We talked about this on the DJV show. The Waffle House has a storm center where they literally track hurricanes because the Waffle House has to be open 24/7.
Yes.
And if the Waffle House, FEMA watches what the Waffle House does. This is a true story.
Yes, it is.
FEMA actually watches Waffle House to see if they limit their menu, and if they close a store, then they know that that's where people are really the most affected, and that's where they say they go in first. That's the front line. If the Waffle House is down, then that's the front line of the hurricane.
More importantly, on my show, Sterling on Sunday, this Sunday, we're going to have an executive of Waffle House to explain this dynamic and also to answer the question I have about Waffle House, which is why none of them have Wi-Fi.
Because the people who go to them don't care about Wi-Fi. They might attract more.
Let me tell you something. If Waffle House had free Wi-Fi, that would be a scary place at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's a scary place at 2 in the morning anyway.
It really is. But it's a fabulous place to get a good waffle and good sausage. They have... And I said,
I
think on the DJV program that they didn't have stores north of the Mason-Dixon line. I've been proven wrong. People responded
wrong
to that statement on our Twitter site by suggesting they were in Pennsylvania, Ohio.
They're in Pennsylvania, Ohio.
And New York, apparently, too.
New York,
and
really.
Upstate New York.
I've never seen
York, which is the same as the South with bad weather.
Exactly. I literally just
exactly
said
that. Exactly what Victoria said an hour ago.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Well, you're
all right. This is the Talk Radio Review. Let me help you whiten your teeth. If you have a problem that you have a smile, and you like to have people like your smile, but if you got yellow teeth, who's going to want to smile back at you? Need to whiten them up? Power Swabs to the rescue. Call this number now, 800-208-1797, and get the deal you thought was never possible. Now available directly to you by calling 800-208-1797. This fabulous way to whiten your teeth two shades every time you use the power swabs. You open up the tube, you snap it, you get the Q-tips, and you wipe it on your teeth, and literally in 5 minutes you can start watching your teeth get whiter. It doesn't eat into the enamel. It digs out the things that are discoloring your teeth, and it'll do it with minimum sensitivity. It's not like sticking one of those trays in your mouth and leaving it there for a half, three quarters of an hour, and then the taste afterwards, yuck. Get a great white smile, and maybe that'll help you in your love life or at work or whatever. 5 minutes, that's all it takes. This was originally the formula that came from a Dr. Martin Ginniger, who's a dentist, and they were sold, the power swabs were sold to dentists originally, but now available to everybody, not online, just on the phone. Call 800-208-1797. Take that, you people that have iPhones. Use your flip phone. Call 800-208-1797. Use the discount code DJV and pay half price for power swabs. Let's take a minute to go through the official list, the stories from Talkers Magazine, News Talk Radio's Bible. As for the week ending September 14th, at number 10, Sports Talk Radio, the push on Major League Baseball to end the season well, the beginning of the football season, all the conversations that go around that, and the people. Number 9, Apple's got a new iPhone. I think we knew that was coming, but when it was coming, now we know. Let's see, problems at CBS, number 8, Russian War Games, number 7, the economic news, it's good news, number 6, midterm elections, that number 6 will go with number 5 because the good economic news will help to keep the people that want to stay in probably. Let's see, Kavanaugh's nomination is 4, the Russia investigation is 3, Bob Woodward's book is 2, and the hurricane, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
I see protests on TV and sometimes wonder if the demonstrators even understand what they're protesting. Now a report by the National Association of Scholars says many university courses aimed at understanding the American system have been replaced by classes on how to undermine it. Instead of teaching the foundations of constitutional law, individual freedom, and self-government, these new courses now teach how to organize protests, occupy buildings, and stage demonstrations. American citizens have always enjoyed the right to protest policies with which they disagree. But looking through the lens of liberty is the first step in understanding the right to protest. Without understanding our founding principles, students are being cheated of the opportunity to be full participants in our republic. They should protest that.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. Dial 1-800-208-1797. If lines are busy, try again. Because the Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-208-1797.
On the people list, the official list from Talkers Magazine, which you can see is published every week at talkers.com. I like to go through the list because sometimes during our hours on the air, we don't actually go through the list or we don't do it quickly. So just for your reference, Aaron Rodgers, football player at number 10, Serena Williams, tennis player at number 9, Les Moonves at number 8, Nancy Pelosi, 7, Jeff Sessions, 6, Robert Mueller, 5, Barack Obama is in the 4th position, Brett Kavanaugh, number 3, as he works his way toward his confirmation, Bob Woodward and the book, and I think the New York Times op-ed piece, too, comes in here. But the people, as far as the people are concerned, it's Woodward, because nobody knows, or do they, who wrote the op-ed piece. And at number 1 on the people list, pretty much the same as you can expect every week from now until he gets out of office, Donald J. Trump. All right, that's the people list. Doug Steffen here on the countdown. All right, how many people have read any of the excerpts or the book from Bob Woodward? Victoria, you interested?
Nah, I'm not really interested in stuff like that.
Walter?
I know Trump's a lunatic, so I don't need a book to tell me that.
Walter?
I have 3 small children, and there's no time for books.
Really? Richie?
Really?
No time for books?
I heard all the sound bites I need on radio and television this week, and when I heard NPR describe it as high-end gossip, I figured that pretty much is a good description. Because Woodward, he's an alpha.
That's right. He's Bob Woodward, that's right.
He's won many awards.
He's a very sensitive guy.
10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Carl Linda Bott. Join us the week of 17 September for Kristen Schrader on Monday, Barry Tippin on Tuesday, the Sheriff on Wednesday, our DA on Thursday, and Mike DeQuisto on Friday. A whole week of politics, law and order, and rebuilding our city. All of this, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Celebrate your history. Stillwater Powwow 2018, October 5th through October 7th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Beautiful dancers and amazing drummers sharing our culture. It's hand games, drum contests, vendors, and the history of our land. All proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2018, October 5th through the 7th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Sharing our culture so that it may live on.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are we enjoying the unity and peace our immoral, godless leaders promised if we would just give up the idea of God? No, we are experiencing violence, hatred, immorality, chaos, and much more, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Sadly, those practicing lawlessness are living under a strong delusion of lies as they reject God's truth and have pleasure in unrighteousness. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for some more information. It's Tech Talk time. Information, people, there's no secrets here. We go to five from number 5 to number 1. Top 5 stories of the week. Victoria Keelan has that information for us from the world of technology, starting with the relaunch of Gawker.
That's right. Gawker will be back in early 2019. It's unclear exactly what it will look like, but the it is, of course, the gossip site that was formally relaunched. It will be formally relaunched next year by the new owner, Brian Goldberg. Now, Goldberg is also the co-founder of Bleacher Report, which is one of the largest sports sites. And he bought the Gawker Archives, which has thousands of old celebrity stories, for less than $1.5 million at an auction this summer. He said, we're going to recreate Gawker, but it won't be exactly the way it was. We're going to learn from its missteps. Gawker Media is a larger company that also included Gizmodo and Deadspin and Jezebel. It filed for bankruptcy and was eventually sold to the Spanish-language broadcasting company Univision and was renamed Gizmodo Media Group in 2016. However, Univision decided that Gawker.com was too risky of a property to own, and they transferred it back to the bankruptcy estate where Goldberg came in and bought it at auction. So it'll be interesting to see in this sort of celebrity-driven world with TMZ what it will actually look like, but I suspect it will probably try to go head-to-head with TMZ.
All right. Number four, a focus on a new plan from AT&T. Listen up to this.
AT&T is a new promotion that offers first responders and their families discounts on unlimited plans. Firefighters, paramedics, and police officers can opt for 25% off either of the unlimited plans that AT&T announced back in June. That was right after they acquired Time Warner. In the fine print, though, AT&T admits that it may throttle data speeds, which means slow them down, when the network is congested. However, they make it very clear that AT&T's FirstNet plan, which is actually designed specifically for first responders, and that is not open to the public. That's not a commercial. That is only for police and firefighters, and you have to qualify and everything. That is separate, and that will not be throttled. So that data will not be slowed down. Now, we remember just last month, Verizon came under scrutiny because they throttled firefighters' data when they were trying to fight the wildfires in California, and that ended up in a big lawsuit, which is still being tossed around in the court, and I don't think Verizon's going to come out on top on that one. So AT&T wants to make sure that they know that the first responders plan is just for first responders, but this new promotion is for their families, and they want to offer a discount for first responders. Now, a new study last week showed that AT&T and Verizon have been throttling video platforms like Netflix and YouTube. They're slowing it down because net neutrality is dead, and they can do what they want.
Yep, bad guys that they are.
Yep.
All right, number three brings us around to a car company using technology.
Yep, Volkswagen has a new partnership with HP, and they're going to be using HP's 3D printers to mass-produce car parts. Volkswagen is actually the largest car maker, and they unveiled their new plans that they're going to use the 3D printers to make parts like gear knobs, custom tailgate lettering, things like that. They are going, in the next few years, to move to mass production of structural parts. So think of, you know, doors, bumpers, windshields, things like that. That's where they're going to be heading in terms of 3D printing. They also say 3D printing saves them a lot of money, and they already have 90 3D printers in their plants. Right now, they started using them to make rare parts that you can't find for older cars, and they say that moving forward, though, it has huge implications, not just for the car and for the auto industry, but for industrial and medical sectors as well. Those industries produce billions of metal parts each year, so HP is very excited to jump on board with this.
All right. Number two, as we work our way up to number one, Apple has a new iPhone to announce.
Apple's newest iPhone is the XS and XS Max, and that is the largest screen that iPhone has ever made. It's 6.5 inches, and the new iPhones start at $999, and the XS Max will be starting at $1099, and they're on pre-order right now, and they'll be in stores on the 21st of September.
All right, let's have a big boo for number one. Amazon's selling Christmas trees?
Yep, Amazon's getting into the holiday spirit. They are selling live 7-foot Christmas trees this year. They are available for Amazon Prime shipping, which means you'll get free 2-day shipping. They all come from a North Carolina farm. They will cost $115, and you will be able to choose from several different varieties. You can also buy wreaths and garlands and other things like that. And so Christmas tree farms, though, not really concerned. They say most people like to pick their tree in person.
Yep. I agree with that one. All right, good job, as usual, Victoria. Our job is to inform you and entertain you at 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A true tribute band, comprised of the best musicians and performers, specializing in a complete Beatles concert production. Join us Friday, October 5th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Paperback Writer. The Beatles Experience, live in the Event Center. Hear the hits from The Ed Sullivan Show through the colorful Sgt. Pepper's years. And on the rooftops of Let It Be, performed with spot-on vocals, looks, and sounds. Paperback Writer is guaranteed to bring audiences the most precise experience of the Beatles. Remarkably authentic, amazing vocals, a must-see show. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Paperback Writer, the Beatles Experience, in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, October 5th. A good time will be had by all. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Concerts are better. Paperback Writer at the River.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding. You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. North Carolina officials say large-scale search and rescue operations are underway in coastal areas as floodwaters from Florence continue to spread across the state and road conditions continue to worsen.
Almost everywhere you look here in Jacksonville, North Carolina, there is flooding from as little as 1 inch to several feet. Trees are down and residents are shaking their heads in disbelief. Like Jason Padilla, who went out into a canoe to survey neighborhood damage.
This is, it's been surreal, man. Never, like I said earlier, man, you only see this on TV. I've never thought I'd see this.
Officials here are concerned that rivers and streams have been rising from the large amounts of rain from Florence, and power is out in large swaths of the area. Robert Bumstead, Jacksonville, North Carolina.
And the death toll from Hurricane Florence has now risen to at least 17. Typhoon Mangkhut barreling into southern China after lashing the northern Philippines, where dozens are dead and dozens more are considered buried in a landslide.
More than 2.4 million people have been relocated in southern China's Guangdong province to flee the massive typhoon, and nearly 50,000 fishing boats were called back to port. The gambling enclave of Macau closed casinos for the first time. Mangkhut made landfall in the Guangdong city of Taishan, packing wind speeds of 100 miles per hour. State television reported that surging waves flooded a seaside hotel. The storm also broke windows, felled trees, tall bamboo scaffolding off buildings under construction, and flooded areas with sometimes waist-high waters. I'm Karen Chamas.
Authorities in Texas say a U.S. Border Patrol agent fatally shot four female prostitutes in the head, the first body located September 4th, the second victim found alive Thursday but then died. One woman escaped from Juan David Ortiz after he pulled a gun on her, and they believe that he shot two more victims after that. This is Town Hall News.
Are your credit cards maxed out? Do you owe more than $10,000? Are you juggling your bills, only making minimum payments? Credit card companies are playing a dirty trick on you. They want you to think you must pay it all back, and that's simply not true. Credit card companies hate it when we expose their secrets. In fact, there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. National Debt Relief offers programs that help you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $1 billion of debt. National Debt Relief has earned an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They're also the number one rated debt relief program by top consumer reviews and top 10 reviews. Don't declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. Settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call National Debt Relief now at 800-645-1660. 800-645-1660. 800-645-1660.
Researchers say a wave of Chinese-financed railways and other trade links in Africa and Asia that have prompted worries about debt and Beijing's ambitions is reducing politically dangerous inequality between regions within countries. Correspondent Jeremy House has more on this story.
The College of William & Mary study strikes a positive note at a time when governments from Washington to Moscow to New Delhi are uneasy about Beijing's Belt and Road Initiative. The study of nearly 3,500 projects in 138 nations across Asia, Africa, Latin America, and the Middle East found that they led to a more equal distribution of economic activity by improving access to jobs and markets. The report stressed it focused on only one aspect of Chinese financing. It said the overall impact is a more complex question. Jeremy House reporting.
And for breaking news and more analysis on this story and much more, visit townhall.com. Human release of a high-profile inmate from a Utah prison is raising questions about mental health treatment behind bars, Bob Agnew reports.
She was once an accomplished organ player in Salt Lake City, but Wanda Barzi became a disturbing figure even for members of her own family after she helped in the 2002 kidnapping of then-teenager Elizabeth Smart. The 72-year-old is set to be released from prison in just a few days, and that's stoking up fears about whether she remains a threat and calls to keep her off the streets. The issue is also bringing to the fore broader questions about whether mentally troubled inmates are getting the treatment they need to recover in the nation's prisons. Bob Agnew reporting.
The woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct when they were teenagers alleges that he pinned her to a bed and covered her mouth when she tried to scream. Christine Blasey Ford spoke to the Washington Post. It was published today, Sunday. Kavanaugh has denied the allegations. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's time for us to get into the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Not necessarily gently, but right to the point. We're here, I say we have a triumvirate here. Because Michael Harrison is sick this week. Kevin Casey, who's the CEO at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and the official list of the top stories from the News Talk Radio world. Actually, the research is done. Michael says he gives lots of credit every week to his staff. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to his staff. Kevin Casey is the person who does lots and lots of research, coming up with a people list, the stories list, so he'll go through that with us this week. Also joining us on the countdown is Walter M. Sterling, who is a Westward One Network Talk Radio program host. We have yet to find out, Kevin, what the M stands for, but I'm sure if we work hard at it, we can get somewhere trying to figure out. What's Kevin? What's your middle initial, Kevin? I don't know what your middle initial is.
It is also M.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, wouldn't it be exciting if the two of you had the same middle name?
More than you know.
Wow, exciting. All right, let's get to the list first. You can do the story list. You may choose which you would like first. Kevin, you're in charge of the list, so you can do the people list or the story list.
Thanks, Doug. We'll start with stories, and then we'll go to people. And we'll go from the bottom up. So at number 10 this week, tie NFL action and MLB playoff push. It's the top stories discussed on News Talk Radio this week. Number 9, new iPhone revealed, tied with the Serena Williams cartoon controversy. Number 8, Fager exits 60 Minutes. tied with the related Les Moonves case. At number 7, Russian war games. Number 6 this week, positive economic news. At number 5, the looming midterm elections. Number 4 this week, the Brett Kavanaugh Supreme Court nomination. At number 3, the Trump-Russia investigation. At number 2 this week, Bob Woodward's new book tied with the New York Times op-ed piece. And at number 1 this week, Hurricane Florence, and that's tied with President Trump's sort of related Puerto Rico death claims. Number of people this week discussed on News Talk Radio. Number 10, Aaron Rodgers. Number 9, Serena Williams. Number 8, Jeff Fager and Les Moonves. Number 7, Nancy Pelosi. Number 6, Jeff Sessions. At number 5, Robert Mueller. At number 4, Barack Obama. At number 3, Brett Kavanaugh, tied with Kamala Harris. Number 2, Bob Woodward. And, of course, at number 1, Donald J. Trump.
Right. So we'll discuss these stories, not necessarily in order, but, you know, one of the things that I find, and Michael and I sometimes, I'm sure, Kevin, you listen to what we do, and we digress sometimes. And
no.
It's hard to believe, but yes, it does happen from time. Now, Walter is here. He's the king of digression in any number of ways. But I think I want to stick sort of to the format here, to the core issues. And if you wouldn't mind, Kevin, talking about the people that you listed, Aaron Rodgers, for example, for those who don't know why he's in the list, this is something that I don't ever ask Michael. I probably should. Why are these people on the list? And why are these stories on the list? It may be easy to say, well, because they were, according to our research, the most talked about stories and or people. But why? What has Aaron Rodgers done this week that has called attention to him and has people talking about him?
Well, for those who watch football and are football fans, they know that on Sunday evening, Aaron Rodgers was injured in the game between the Green Bay Packers and the Bears, sprained his knee, looked like he was going to go out and not come back into the game, with Green Bay down 20-0. Rodgers miraculously came back, worked on a bum knee, and orchestrated a comeback for all time, beating the Bears 24-23. So he was one of the most talked about NFL players of the week due to his heroics.
All right. So, Walter, I'm going to give you another reason to perhaps want to talk about Aaron Rodgers on your Sunday night program, 10 o'clock Eastern, by the way, for those who want to hear Walter in his finest, at his finest. Aaron Rodgers, if memory serves me correctly, 2-3 weeks ago, he was also on the countdown list, Kevin, because it was announced he was going to be paid more than any other football player ever has been, like $134 million over five. And he's getting most of it, like $80 million, up front. Do I remember that correctly? That was
You're pretty close. By the time spring comes around, he will the spring of 2019, he will have received something in the neighborhood of $80 million from the Green Bay Packers.
So let's say he has a bad season or he gets hurt, and he never plays again.
Mm-hmm.
He gets the $80 million, and he doesn't have to give it back. What kind of a fabulous thing?
I believe that's correct. I believe it was something in the neighborhood of $80 million is guaranteed.
Yeah. Wow. I was like, it's almost as much as Walter got guaranteed to sign up with Westwood One. But it's not quite there. But it's really a fabulous deal. Now,
I don't care.
You don't care?
I don't understand football.
Yeah.
I do know the only thing I know about the NFL is they get a government municipal bonds to build their stadiums. Those NFL owners don't build those stadiums.
Right.
And number two, that they have the highest criminal rate of any organization of employees. As a percent of people who have convicted of felonies, have committed felonies, NFL football players represents the highest percentage of any group in America of people who have committed felonies. And every week or every other week, I hear about some NFL player beating up his wife, and they're not in jail for life or killed.
There's a basketball player doing that this week. Player beating up his
wife. But I don't get it. I don't know what a down is. I don't know what the flag means. And it's been explained to me 400,000 times. I'll never understand it. Don't care.
Okay. Also, there we have 1 out of 3. I'm not much of a football fan because I am distressed by the injuries and stuff that happened during the game. the idea, though, of people. I thought it was interesting. Actually, last week I saw a stat and talked about it on the DJV show of the number of people who actually went to college games versus the number of people who went to, physically went to the stadium to watch a football game. The number was 3,680,000, if I'm just pulling it out of my head, but I know it's something close to that. 3,680,000 actually went to a college football game last week of the rated division players, teams, and 987,000 people went to a professional football game. I thought that was interesting, and one of my colleagues, Kevin, said that she thought it was because college football is more interesting than professional football. You think that's true?
Well, that may or may not be the case. I think that's an opinion. There are definitely more Division I schools than there are NFL clubs. So yeah, it's a larger stadium, so to
speak. Maybe that's why they're doing it. Okay. All right, we'll return to our look at the lists. We have Kevin Casey here from Talkers Magazine, Walter Sterling, a radio talk host personality, Doug Steffen here holding it together, hopefully, and doing the commercials. For example, here's a story that I want you all to listen to for a moment or two, the story of what's in your body. Walter will be very interested in this because he's got parasites. I know he does. We all do. But Walter's got more than the average bear. Parasites because you eat the wrong stuff. Your system is not working well. You're not paying attention to the GAPS philosophy of life. Everything that's good or bad in your body physically starts in your gut. So if you have an unhealthy gut, you need to get rid of the toxins, the molds, the parasites, the bacteria. And Life Change Tea is the best by far, the best way to cleanse your system. Get the imperfections, get the intruders out. Reduce constipation, maintain great digestion. This is for people of all ages. Life Change Tea, all natural, all organic. All the teas come from America, blended in America, and you can't get it in stores. Only online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they will ship it to you free. So if you want more energy, a cleaner body, a healthier body, you'll feel the difference. You really will after you've used it for a week or so. I drink it every day, frankly, and I got it the same way you'll get it. Go to GetTheTea.com. And order a Life Change Tea. Use the code DJV, shipping it free. GetTheTea.com to get a healthy gut.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. Dial 1-800-208-1797. If lines are busy, try again. Because the Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-208-1797.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem. So try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. MyPillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. You buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine, Walter Sterling from Westwood One, the Talk Network, and Doug Steffen here from my own network, my own piece of the world. I'm the last guy around, can you imagine, who still independently produces his own radio programs. When is somebody going to examine me to find out what's wrong with me? I'll have to work on that. Meanwhile, our real job here is to go through the list of people and stories. We were about to talk about Serena Williams, and you were going to, your job here, Kevin, is to tell us why these people's names are on the list. What did she do? What surrounds her story-wise?
Well, for those who have followed, who follow tennis, and maybe many who don't, are probably aware, Serena Williams had a blow-up at the U.S. Open. She was accused of cheating, of being coached by the one of the umpires at the U.S. Open. She had a big public to-do about it, you know, laying into this umpire. And part of the thing that made this story go even beyond, I guess, the world of tennis was that an Australian newspaper cartoonist did a cartoon of her pitching a fit, and the image of her, to many, was very reminiscent of Jim Crow-era cartoons in which black people are pictured with big lips and large noses, etc. And the guy who actually did the cartoon said, "What? Racist? The world's gone mad. It's not racist." And, you know, then everyone kind of started talking about it.
But doesn't that be, that becomes a focus. What is racism? How is it determined? Do we overuse the word? Is it not applied equally? That sort of thing. I mean, the cartoon was pretty gross, actually. I thought it was. And you may make me sort of smile and remember the Jim Crow era and the politics.
You remember
of,
it.
I remember studying it, Walter, but thank you for trying to put a little slice in there. This is the Teapot Dome era of politics in America in the 1920s, 1930s, when it was, you think it's scurrilous now. Woohoo! It was pretty nasty back then. But they didn't have instant communication, so it didn't have the same impact, in fact. All right, more. We'll get to Les Moonves and why he's number 8 on the people list in a few moments here.
Tell your boss and your mom that you're busy on September 29th because you're going to the Red Sun Festival to rock out while helping car fire members. It's a full-volume rock fest on the Reading Civic Auditorium lawn with Floater. Lit. Candlebox. And headliners, AWOL Nation. $5 from every ticket, all, yes, all the festival's net proceeds, plus donations from the bands, are going to car fire relief efforts. Check out RedSunFestival.com. It's 4 rock acts in one day with plenty of bars, food trucks, and vendors. Every ticket matters. If the festival sells out, that's $250,000 for car fire relief. It's rock all day Saturday, September 29th, and country on Sunday, September 30th. Grab tickets at RedSunFestival.com or the Reading Civic Auditorium box office. Sponsored in part by Dutch Bros, 10 Barrel Brewing Company, and Budweiser.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The charts for the week of September 10th to the 14th is our focus here on this week's review of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Walter Sterling and Kevin Casey, who is the CEO at Talkers Magazine. Michael is ill this week, so we're going through in sort of almost a logistically logical way the people and why people are talking about him. And I'm making reference to Les Moonves. I thought it was interesting that his wife, who is the host of Big Brother, is that one she does on CBS?
Yeah.
One of the,
yes.
I think it's Big Brother, yeah. She introduced herself on Thursday night as Jackie Chan or whatever her name is, Moonves. And she'd never done that before. People.
I think Jackie Chan is a different guy. I think she's Julie Chen, I believe.
Julie Chen, yes, that's it, right. Okay. Julie Chen Moonves, and that is supposed to underscore some support for her husband, who's had a time. You know, the whole thing with this, and this becomes sort of in the weeds a little. It makes a nice sensational story to talk about the alleged things that he did to women, and he admitted doing it 20 years ago, et cetera, et cetera. The real story here is the fight for control at CBS.
That's
and the
correct.
Redstone family that runs Viacom and wants to have CBS back. They split the companies for stock purposes, but she just outsmarted Moonves and pushed him out. He was trying to get smart with her and wasn't very smart about how he was trying to get smart with her.
It's interesting that the day he resigns, the same day, which was a Sunday, suddenly the CBS to Viacom, I'm sorry, the CBS to National Amusements lawsuit ended, and four new board members immediately appeared on the CBS board.
Right, which means that somebody who the Redstones like will become the chairman at CBS.
and the other thing that's not mentioned about Les Moonves' situation is that he had a boss, and his boss was always a woman. Sherry Redstone was always his boss. So if there was anything inappropriate going on, ultimately it was her responsibility.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way of putting it. Well, I figure you know because you're so tight with a lot of the big muckety-mucks at networks, you probably have come across Moonves at some time or another in your career, have you not?
Yes, I have, and I was very, very envious of his suits. I've never seen suits like this. These must have been $5,000 custom suits, brand new every day.
He made, what was it, I think in the last 2 or 3 years, he averaged $65 million a year, so you can buy some pretty good suits on that kind of dough. All right. Anything you want to say about this, Kevin?
No, I think Walter said it very well. It's an interesting case, and when you're at the top of the perch, people want to knock you off.
Yeah, that's kind of sad too. The reality is, when you're on the top, everybody wants to knock you off. Number seven, Nancy Pelosi. What's her reason for being this week?
Nancy Pelosi has simply been, she's someone that is talked about almost every week to a large degree because she is one of the faces of the Democratic Party. That is why Nancy is there. Whenever anyone has anything negative to say about Republicans or the president, Nancy is not too far away, if not the one speaking it.
All right. So in my mind, she's replaced Hillary as a fundraiser for the Republicans. Used to be, if there's some Republican organization that wants to raise money, they'd say, Hillary is going to take away the money from this, that, or the other thing, or Hillary's doing this, Hillary, and people would send in checks, hundreds of checks, thousands of checks. Now, Hillary's been replaced by Nancy Pelosi as the bad person, the bad guy. If you want to blame something on somebody or you want to raise money, just bring up Nancy Pelosi's name and her image, and the Republicans will start writing checks.
And a really bad, really bad picture of her, too. That helps bring it up.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. There's always that bad picture of the way her mouth is shaped. The lefties love to do that with the Trump and the bad pictures of him, and the righties love to have the bad pictures of Pelosi or Hillary or Bill or whomever it is. Yes, they're good. And the pictures of Barack Obama. There's some priceless pictures of him that have appeared in right-wing publications. Pretty interesting. 28 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Tom, and I'll be your server tonight. Just to let you in on some of the specials that we currently have. First is a wild-caught heart disease served on top of a bed of onset diabetes with an arthritis dressing. Second, we have our chef special. It is a sautéed obesity served two ways with a side of gastrointestinal issues. Anyway, can I go ahead and get you guys started with some drinks?
I don't think we're hungry anymore. Thanks, though.
At Calitrin, we don't believe in drugs or stimulants, but rather products that are powerful and connect us to the natural world. That's why Calitrin is 100% all natural and the number one choice for healthy weight loss for over 20 years.
Hi, I'm Danny, and I'd like to say that I lost 8 pounds while I'm on Calitrin.
My name is Linda, and I've been on Calitrin now for about a year, and I've lost 48 pounds, and it's helped my arthritis, so I really recommend Calitrin.
Visit us at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
This is Diane Hawks with the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to 4 families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Caldwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Caldwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Reading, California, 96003.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
the road with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is ill this week. Also joining us is Walter M. Sterling, whose program is heard, among other times. You can rely on showing up or finding a radio. Turn it on 10 o'clock Eastern Time Sunday night and hear his broadcast. You've got a lot of great radio stations, actually, that are carrying the program. So it's worth your time and effort because he always has a different spin on things, as you can kind of get by listening to his take on things. Having him here on the Countdown Show is a pleasure and an extension of his own ability to make us think about things in a different way. Kevin Casey, I was going to say a lifer of Talkers. That may be. Nah, yeah, right, exactly. Got a great radio career. But when he announces things like number 7, Russian War Games. Do that again, will you please? I love the way.
Number 7, Russian War Games.
Yeah, just like a news guy. News anchor. That's it. All right, so what we're doing is an exercise here that's very helpful, actually, is the People List has all these folks on it, and I'm asking Kevin to tell us why it is that they were chosen to be in the slots that they were in, because he does a lot of that research. So we've gotten up to number 6, Jeff Sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that may be obvious, and maybe some isn't. I don't want to take anything on face value, so what's the thinking of having him in the number 6 position, Kevin?
Well, if it quacks like a duck, it is a duck. So, yes, the obvious is there. Jeff Sessions and the man above him on the list, Robert Mueller, are both there for their connections to the Trump-Russia investigation, and Sessions as well for taking a lot of the grief that he takes, criticism from the president, who seems like every day, other day, he wants to fire him.
Do you think that there is a chance of people of this sort of thing wearing out? There are certain hardcore listeners who are interested, but do you think at this point in time, really, outside of the real hardcore folks who follow some of the... No, you don't think so?
No, I don't think there's any interest in it at all. I don't think there's any interest in most of... I agree with you. I don't think there's any interest in most of this. I stand with the other parents at the bus stop. I pick up the kids at the bus stop. I go to the parent-teacher conferences. And these things never come up. The things that come up is why is school so long? Why is the bus late? Why isn't the school air-conditioned? Why are we still doing the core thing? I thought he was going to get rid of that core curriculum, which is crap. And gee, do they have to study for the PSATs? And my stomach hurts, and why is the engine light on in my car? That's what I talk about. And that's what I talk about on my show. This other stuff, this is very nice for people who have time to read the editorial page. Who are those people? Retired people. That's it.
Well, those are people who are listening to the stations that carry this program.
Cause and effect.
Then are you saying which comes first, the chicken or the egg, that if those things were discussed, people who are that age would listen?
Well, I'll give you an example. So, 2 weeks ago, I had on my 13-year-old to talk about slime. She makes slime. And she talked about how you make slime and the colors and the ingredients. And son of a gun, what did I get? Call after call after call from 30-year-old dads. How about that? 30-year-old, yes, my kid does it too. I wondered how that was made. How do you make it glow in the dark? Boom, right there.
How do you make it and how do you get it to glow in the dark?
You need a lot of Elmer's glue. You
really?
Need to make it glow in the dark, you need Elmer's glow in the dark glue,
mm-hmm.
and then you need a stabilizer like borax. It is a complex process.
Really? Well, you started late in life, so you have younger children. Kevin, how old are your children? I've forgotten.
I have a 14-year-old daughter. She is also a fan of slime.
Is she?
Yeah. So
well,
how is that on the,
isn't.
So every 14-year-old is. You go into Staples, there's a big display saying materials needed for slime. You go into Michael's, big display of materials needed for slime. Why isn't that on the list?
What? Why isn't how to make slime on the list?
Yeah,
go ahead,
because
Kevin.
That's what any parent of a tween is dealing with is how much slime material do we buy and how do we monetize it? Because, you know, selling it is a huge business among 13-year-olds. I mean, huge business.
They sell it between themselves?
They sell it to anybody who will buy it, usually on Etsy or Instagram.
Really? All right, so Kevin.
It's really big. You're absolutely right. I know a 15-year-old kid, one of my daughter's friends, she goes around to local libraries doing how to make slime classes.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Okay, this is the real world. I don't give a crap about what Jeff Sessions' problem is except his strange ears. None of this affects me.
You know what? I heard that his grandchildren are big on slime, and they're trying to get him to be interested as well because they think their grandfather Jeff.
Oh, Jeff's interested in slime. It's just a different kind.
Well put. All right, so let's move to number four, Barack Obama. Haven't we heard enough about him, Kevin?
Well, that is not up to me to decide. But Mr. Barack Obama has done some campaigning, and if really for the first time since he left office, has been actually criticizing, in so many words, the Trump administration and what's going on in Washington, D.C. So he's reared his head and appeared on the list this week as a result.
I thought he was doing that at McCain's funeral. If you're listening and reading between the lines, sort of, both he and Bush and Meghan McCain seem to be taking a swat because it was their father's funeral and their father wasn't a big Trumpster. So what did you think of all of that?
Well, that's part of it, too. It wasn't just the campaigning, but, yes, he made comments. He is – it's been traditional that presidents, past presidents, don't criticize the presidents that succeeded them or, you know, however many down the line. And he's sort of broken with that. He's certainly not the first. It's not something that's never happened, but it has sort of been an unspoken tradition that you don't criticize your successor.
You never heard George W. Bush talk about Obama, and now it seems that even that Obama and Bush – our friend, they all seem to be friends, except Jimmy Carter doesn't like Bill Clinton for his moral turpitudes or whatever he's been involved in. But you look at the front row at that funeral and how Bush, especially, not only there, but whenever he and Michelle Obama are together, it's like they're having a party. The two of them giggle, they tell stories to each other, they're laughing. It's really kind of cute. And then you hear the stories from the Clintons and the Bushes about how close they are, and in many instances, some people have made the observation that Bill Clinton was closer to George H.W. Bush than George W. was to his father, because Clinton's up there all the time at Kennebunk. And I think it's really very interesting how all of that stuff sort of fits together. At any rate, my observation. Back to the people on the list in a matter of moments. With Kevin and Walter, I'm Doug Steffen. To now remind you, and maybe if you haven't heard this before, this may be your first time through hearing me talk about how folks lose weight responsibly, sensibly. This is an ethical company. It's a company that makes a product called Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitren is the world's safest way, I didn't say fastest, but for those who are interested in safety, a lot of people lose weight, like they'll have the operation, they'll go on these crazy diets and lose 10 pounds in 10 days. You know how bad that is for your body? It is. You can say, well, if I lose weight, I'll be healthier. No, not if you take some crazy scheme and think it's going to help you. You may lose the weight, but at what cost? Don't you want to do it the right way, the natural way, the healthy way? You can do that, not expensive either. Calitren is the number one way not only to lose weight in a healthful way, but to keep it off. Also, the benefits include good, strong joint support. The reason for this is because the main ingredient in Calitren is collagen. Collagen is the protein in your body that helps you build muscle mass. That's why you were more muscular when you were a kid up until you got in your 30s, because you had a lot of collagen as protein to help you keep the muscles going as long as you exercised. Get older, not so much collagen being actually manufactured by your body, so you get a little fat here, a little fat there, and sooner or later you notice, wait a minute, I'm too damn fat, I want to get rid of this. That's where Calitren comes in. Calitren is protein, Calitren is collagen, and you get it. Muscle comes from the exercise. Because you've got protein in your body through collagen, it pushes the fat out. Fat is easily lost, burned off. So there you go. You've got a good-looking body. You keep it trim by staying on the Calitrin bandwagon. So, let me send you in the right direction here. Go to toploss.com, 10% off, and use the code DJV on all of the bottles you buy. And, in fact, if you buy three bottles, you'll get a fourth one free. That's the DJV way of getting involved in toploss.com's fabulous product, Calitrin. Toploss.com. Order Calitrin there. Save money. Save your life. Have that healthy weight reduction and keep it off. Calitrin, available only at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. So what does Calitrin provide in the way of joint support?
Well, Doug, you know, what Calitrin is, it's collagen. So you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. And it does have so many other benefits other than just your weight loss, like the joint relief. You know, I've been on it for arthritis for well over 15 years now. So lots and lots of benefits. But the great thing about the Calitrin, Doug, is the fact that it's drug and stimulant free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your heart patients. I've had open heart surgery. It will not interact at all, no matter what you're taking.
Let me underscore one more time how you find Calitrin. Go to toploss.com, special 10% off deal if you use the code DJV. That's toploss.com for Calitrin, the country's number one health choice for proper weight loss.
This report is brought to you by U.S. World Meds and Salix. Every day, more than 115 Americans die after overdosing on opioids. One of the most powerful factors driving opioid dependence and addictive behaviors is opioid withdrawal. In fact, in a survey of people with chronic pain, 57% of patients reported avoidance of withdrawal as the primary reason for continued use of prescription opioids. Dr. Dinesh Alam, Medical Director, Northwestern Medicine.
Opioids killed more people in 2016 than car crashes, guns, and breast cancer. According to the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, approximately 11.5 million people misused opioids, including prescription opioids. Opioid withdrawal is an often overlooked medical challenge, and ineffective management of symptoms can drive people to abandon their treatment. I'm excited that there is now a new treatment option available to help manage opioid withdrawal symptoms.
For more, visit opioidwithdrawalsyndrome.com. This report is brought to you by U.S. World Meds and Salix. Every day, more than 115 Americans die after overdosing on opioids. One of the most powerful factors driving opioid dependence and addictive behaviors is opioid withdrawal. In fact, in a survey of people with chronic pain, 57% of patients reported avoidance of withdrawal as the primary reason for continued use of prescription opioids. Dr. Dinesh Alam, Medical Director, Northwestern Medicine.
Opioids killed more people in 2016 than car crashes, guns, and breast cancer. According to the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, approximately 11.5 million people misused opioids, including prescription opioids. Opioid withdrawal is an often overlooked medical challenge, and ineffective management of symptoms can drive people to abandon their treatment. I'm excited that there is now a new treatment option available to help manage opioid withdrawal symptoms.
For more, visit opioidwithdrawalsyndrome.com.
Let's take a minute to go through the official list, the stories from Talkers Magazine, News Talk Radio's Bible, as for the week ending September 14th at number 10, Sports Talk Radio, the push on Major League Baseball to end the season well, the beginning of the football season, all the conversations that go around that, and the people. Number 9, Apple's got a new iPhone. I think we knew that was coming, but when it was coming, now we know. Let's see. Problems at CBS, number 8. Russian war games, number 7. The economic news, it's good news, number 6. Midterm elections, that number 6 will go with number 5 because the good economic news will help to keep the people that want to stay in probably. Let's see. Kavanaugh's nomination is 4. The Russia investigation is 3. Bob Woodward's book is 2, and the hurricane, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown. All right, back to the countdown for a couple of more minutes, a couple of more people. Kevin outlining why it is these people are on the list. The top 3 are Brett Kavanaugh, tied with Kamala Harris, and Bob Woodward is 2, and Donald Trump is 1. I think we can figure out Woodward and Trump. Why, and Brett Kavanaugh to a point, what's the connection between Kavanaugh and Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris was the big challenger at the Senate hearings, and she has come out most vocally against his nomination for Supreme Court justice.
Yeah. There's nothing original or new there, though, is there?
Not really. No, she's his foil.
Right. She's the new senator from California. She's towing the company line, trying to get people to pay attention to her. You know, it's the usual yada, yada, yada. Meanwhile, I'm sure that instead of talking about Kamala Harris at Walter Sterling's dinner table, they were talking about whether or not next week we were going to have all the things we needed for Halloween. Are you prepared for Halloween in your house yet, Walter?
Actually, because we're trying very hard to mimic trailer parks across the country, we actually put out the first Halloween decoration on the front yard this week.
Really?
Wow.
And what was that decoration? Would you like to post it?
Yes, it is a terrifying ghost-like vampire skeleton that when you walk by it, Mr. Mailman, it yells at you.
Really?
Yes. I like that.
And, all right, there's an idea for you, Kevin. You can put that on your front yard, or maybe everybody listening around the country who wants to keep kids away. See, I live so far, I close the door, I'm gone. I don't want kids on my lawn. I don't want it in my house.
You don't want to spend the money for candy.
No, I spend it on myself if I'm going to buy candy. I buy what I want, not what the kids want. So we just wipe out the whole thing. Halloween is one of the most ridiculous excuses for people call it a holiday. Why? It actually is very scary. The origins of Halloween. This is a great conversation you could have on your program, Walter, and you can give me credit for it. The origins of Halloween, where it really comes from and why originally it was called All Hallows Eve. There, that's a good story. But unfortunately, we can't talk about it anymore because we're out of time. It's 10 before the hour here. Thanks to Kevin Casey from Talkers and Walter Sterling, Westwood One Talk host here.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Pacific Justice Institute has prepared a vital resource for church leaders that will help them understand their legal rights to provide their congregations with information about the upcoming elections. Visit pji.org and download our free guide called The Church and Politics.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time now as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues to introduce you to, or to bring in, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer and professor and an expert on scams and identity theft. And it is in that vein that I bring you something that I saw, because this stuff is becoming so prevalent. It's just everywhere. problems with identity theft. Somebody sends you a note. Urgent! Your account needs to be updated. And then you get conned into because they use the term urgent. Emails that are marked urgent, you feel like you must open them. What's your best defense against that, Steve?
You know, the easy thing is to follow the old advice of Nancy Reagan and just say no. My motto is trust me, you can't trust anyone. And you're right, so many of these, particularly when you get these electronically as a text message or an email, it's very easy to make it look legitimate. You know, assuming there are some that are ridiculous and you see the grammatical errors and the bad logos, but there are others that really are tremendous. So what you do is you can't trust it. So what if it's from your bank or your credit card, you don't respond, but you call your bank or your credit card company. But be careful when you do that, because a lot of people flip over the credit card, they see the number, they call it, and if they're a digit off, there's a good chance that that number has been bought by an identity thief who will say, yes, this is MasterCard, and we do need to confirm your number.
Yeah, right, exactly. Steve's book, Identity Theft Alert, will help you understand what's going on. It tells you what to do. There are a lot of different cons. Here's one: help computer experts stop terrorism. And then, again, it asks you to give information that you ought not to be doing. There's always some link to some terrorist organization. So what do you do about that? It's the same sort of thing, right? All of these things, no matter what it is, your best defense is to use your instincts, much as anything else.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think it's wrong, it probably is.
Even one of the things that's coming, you know, we're in the midst of Hurricane Florence. A lot of people will be getting calls from charities. And even if you're on the federal do not call list, a charity can still call you. But you don't know if that's the legitimate charity or not. So what I tell people is go to charitynavigator.org, which is a site that will not only give you the real address of the real charity, but as you and I have talked about before, it'll tell you how much of the money you pay to that charity actually goes for charitable purposes and how much to pay themselves salaries.
Yeah. There are all kinds of hooks, though. Earn big bucks at home, sending out medical bills, stuff like that. Right?
If you're at home... for reshipping, we'll send you stuff and you just reship it.
Right.
You're part of money laundering, where illegal credit cards have been stolen. They buy iPhones and electronic equipment. They ship it to you. You ship it out to someone else, and you're part of the money laundering process.
Yeah. Here's one. If you like porn, click here. I love that one.
One of the biggest data breaches of all time goes back to a police officer who clicked on that while he was at work.
The office.
They downloaded malware that gave the access of the police officer to everybody's identifying information at one of these large data brokers.
Yeah.
So you got to be wary.
All right. One legal issue. The camera, I don't know, this is legal in the sense that it is about the law, Kavanaugh and his nomination, that seems to be pretty much done, isn't it? Pretty much set?
Yeah, it's a done deal. People are they're running for re-election and election on this, and they're pontificating. Bottom line is, you know, there are things which, as with everyone, I agree with Kavanaugh, I don't agree with Kavanaugh, but he is eminently qualified, and he should be and will be confirmed.
Yeah, no question about that. All right, that's the overview. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, make sure you check out his book. Website is scamicide.com. He's dedicated that to informing you about a lot of the things that we were just talking about, that sort of problem that people have. It is everywhere. It's part of the age we live in, I guess, much as anything else. So protect yourself. And I also like to have his advice and input on some of the legal aspects of the charts from Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com this week. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are we enjoying the unity and peace our immoral, godless leaders promised if we would just give up the idea of God? No, we are experiencing violence, hatred, immorality, chaos, and much more, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Sadly, those practicing lawlessness are living under a strong delusion of lies as they reject God's truth and have pleasure in unrighteousness. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. Some residents in the path of former hurricane turned Tropical Depression Florence are surveying the damage as they try to stay out of the way of the dangerous floodwaters. Correspondent Robert Bumstead reports.
I'm here in a flooded out Jacksonville, North Carolina neighborhood where the water comes up to the windows of some cars and has ruined some homes. Residents are tired and wet as the rain from Florence continues to come down, yet they are out here seeing if they can help each other, surveying the damage, like Jason Bedia, who took his canoe.
We got plenty of food, we have plenty of water. The power went out that first night and woke up to a bunch of trees down in the yard.
And the power is still out, not just here, but for loads of residents in Florence's path, where downed trees and flooding have wreaked havoc. Robert Bumstead, Jacksonville, North Carolina.
North Carolina's chief lawyer says he is looking into accusations that retailers are bilking customers through exorbitant prices as the storm moves across the state. AG Josh Stein said Sunday his office has received 500 complaints already, alleging price gouging for essentials like gas and water, as well as excessive hotel prices for evacuees. A 26-year-old man died over the weekend after being attacked by a shark off of a beach on Cape Cod in Massachusetts in the waters off Newcomb Hollow Beach in Wellfleet. Witnesses say he was boogie boarding when he was attacked. Now, Wellfleet Police Lieutenant Michael Hurley says the shark population has grown in the waters off Cape Cod.
The past few years, it's been, you know, we've seen more of an increase, more activity.
Bystanders tried to save the man's life with tourniquets on the beach before he was transported to the hospital where he died. Let's talk football. The Rams with a win over Arizona. This one was easy, 34-0 there. San Francisco over Detroit, 30-27. Denver, 20. Oakland, 19. And Dallas over the Giants, 20-13. More at townhall.com.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200? $300? Or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code RADIO20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-in Pest Free. Our best seller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code RADIO20.
New Mexico is suing Google, Twitter, and several companies that develop and market mobile gaming apps for children, saying the apps violate state law by collecting personal information that could compromise privacy. Jeremy House has more on this story.
The lawsuit comes as data sharing concerns persist among users, and a social media giant, Facebook, just weeks ago pulled one of its own apps over possible privacy intrusions. Google recently acknowledged that it tracks users who disable location history after an Associated Press investigation revealed that several Google apps and websites store user location even if users have turned off location history. New Mexico Attorney General Hector Baldera says he's concerned about the risk of a data breach and exploitation, given that the apps can track with such precision where children live, play, and go to school. Jeremy House reporting.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Mississippi State Police Agency says it will no longer buy Nike products because the company is unpatriotic.
It's the latest dust-up following Nike's decision to use former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick in an ad campaign. Kaepernick ignited a firestorm in 2016 when he began kneeling during the national anthem to protest police brutality and social injustice. Mississippi's public safety commissioner says he won't spend money with vendors who do not support law enforcement and our military. Some Democrat state lawmakers are criticizing the move, but Mississippi's GOP governor supports the commissioner's decision. Greg Clugston reporting.
The Wall Street Journal reporting that President Trump will move ahead with plans to announce this week new tariffs on about $200 billion of Chinese imports. This after the White House invited Beijing to hold new talks on the tariff dispute. An unnamed source says the tariff level will likely be set at about 10% more at townhall.com.
North State Security is currently celebrating our 50th year of providing security services throughout the Northern California region. The next few moments I'd like to spend recruiting you as an employee of North State Security. What a better way to help make a difference in the quality of life we all deserve to experience in the greater Redding area. Becoming a licensed security officer here at North State Security is a fabulous way to help make Redding a safer place to reside and conduct business. Call us at 243-0295 or stop by our headquarters at 1970 Hartnell Avenue for more information. We are offering a unique opportunity right now. Join our ranks and immediately become eligible for winning a luxury houseboat for a week from Shasta Marina, $500 in meat from R&R Meats, or $500 shopping spree at Costco, all valued clients of ours. Becoming an employee of North State Security to win one of these exciting prizes and help make the North State a safer place to be. How can you beat an opportunity like that? North State Security, 243-0295, or visit personally, 1970 Hartnell Avenue, Redding.
Get ready to laugh because Riverfront Playhouse is bringing you a show about a normal guy who has a ton of everyday problems that everyone can relate to. Hilarity will ensue as Jasper navigates from mundane career obstacles, awkward romantic encounters, right down to the daily commute. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Somewhere in Between, written by Craig Pospisil, directed by Chris Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Redding. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 22nd through October 13th. Mature themes and language, so viewer discretion is advised.
KCNR 1460.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Okay, boys and girls, the wheels will be off of the engine pretty quickly here. This is the Talk Radio Review, where we humbly prevent. No, excuse me, that is a Freudian slip. Humbly present a number of well-known radio talk professionals to go over the list from Talkers Magazine of the top stories of the week, top people of the week in the news talk radio world. Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. So let's see, joining us this morning, Jennifer Horn from the DJB show and from the morning program at KRLA, from Michael Medved's program, from a show that she does in Bakersfield or San Bernardino or someplace.
San Bernardino.
In,
get it right, please.
Okay, thank yes, all right, right. And soon to be on in Fargo. So that's Jennifer's background. Victoria Keelan, basically lazy. She only does one program a day, and that's the DJV program.
Jen makes me look bad.
Yes, nah. I know. All right, and let's see here. Who else have we got? Speaking of looking bad, Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio. Oh, yeah. In Washington. And then there's Walter M. Sterling. Have we figured out what the M stand for? Is that got anything to do with mouth?
There's Walter. Lots of options there.
Montgomery.
Is it? Really?
I'm specifically forbidden from saying what it stands for.
Are you really? By whom?
Yes.
Your mother,
my
your
13-year-old.
Wife? 13-year-old.
Oh, good embarrassing. Okay.
I'm sure we'll hear what that 13-year-old thinks is the number one story of the week before we're done with this hour. Anyway, Walter M. Sterling is a Westwood One Network talk radio personality. He's here, and I'm Doug Steffen, so I'll go through the, I guess I'm the ringleader of this group of captives, the stories this week. I don't know. Richie, you argue with me all the time. Should we start at the top or the bottom? I think last week you weren't here, so we started at the bottom.
No, I was here last week. Ideally, you go from number 10 to number 1, just like a countdown should.
Right, okay. All right, so you want to do? I'll just count them down. Then we'll go back to the. We'll circle around to the ones we like.
There we go.
All right, ones
like
we
that.
Think have value. Number 10 on the countdown list: Sports Talk Radio playoffs. The story of the guy from Boston who's on the Celtics, who beat up his girlfriend, and could go to jail for 25 years. So that's you know. And then the other one, the football player that got caught on insider trading. I can't remember his name, who's now playing for, I think, Seattle. Do you know that story? Who knows that story better than me? I'm not a sports expert. I just know.
I'm blanking on his name. He's not a major star, but
no,
yes,
he's not.
He was
no.
convicted of
But we decided
trading.
On the DJV show, ladies, that he should not be going to jail, but he should, if he's making $3-4 million a year,
right.
that money should go to pay
right.
off the people
yeah,
who got screwed.
Back.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. Okay, all right, so that's number nine. Number eight, number... Number 10. Number 9,
I'm confused
the,
already.
the new iPhones. We'll go to Victoria for that in a moment. Number 8, the fellow who produces 60 Minutes got fired along with Les Moonves. Les Moonves, that conversation has some tracks to it. I don't think anybody cares. They don't even know who Fager is. He produces 60 Minutes. His name is Michael Fager. Number 7, the focus on the Russians and their war games with the Chinese. Number 6, the positive economic news that a lot of people have been talking about. Number 5, more election news, that arrogant SOB, what's-his-face from New York, Cuomo, wins the primary. Number 4, notice how I'm putting my own anecdotal interpretations in
yeah,
on
no fake
things.
News here.
No.
Yeah.
Well, it's opinion, Jennifer. You can have all kinds of fake opinions. Number 4... the continuing focus on Mr. Kavanaugh and his nomination. There's a lot to talk about there, actually, I think. I'm so sick of seeing Trump and the Russia investigation. I don't even
It's not going anywhere.
Oh, my God, what a waste of time.
Right.
Bob Woodward's book, number 2, and the hurricane, number 1. All right. So who wants to talk about the new iPhone? Victoria, you want to give us a run?
I'm in on
I mean, there's no
too.
Controversy with that, so I don't know why we're... I think the Serena Williams cartoon...
No,
which is yeah,
sickening.
I think
honestly, the iPhone thing, it's there's the biggest iPhone ever. It's a 6.5-inch screen. It's to
why
me.
Why should
there was
we help them sell?
Really...
I'm helping. Why should I help them sell their iPhones? I'm not getting.
Yeah,
paid for
I just
it.
I don't think there was anything that's really monumental. So.
You aren't helping them sell it. You're talking about an item that people are interested in.
Thank you, Rich. Like you, for example.
I agree with Rich.
I am. Yeah.
Richie's going to get a new one.
I will. I actually
Victoria
skipped the last
will probably
one,
get a
so
new
I'm
one.
Due. I'm ready. Yeah.
Are you
Jennifer,
going from the 7 to 10?
I'm going from the 7S Plus to...
Are you
I want to go around
S
the
Max?
Room here. Jennifer, what kind of iPhone or what kind of phone do you have?
It's archaic. I am actually ashamed of myself. I still have the iPhone 6S, and I am totally due for an upgrade. I've been wanting to get into a Verizon store. I haven't done it yet. And over the weekend, I actually dropped it into 2 bowls of water because I forgot it was telling me it's time. But the it's still working. When has that ever happened?
To me, it didn't. Mine didn't work after that.
Walter, flip phone, right?
I had one of the first iPhones. One of the first. And 1 month, I got a $650 bill because the apps were running.
Is that the last
month? I took it to the Hudson River, and I threw it in the Hudson River. And now I have this. Listen carefully. Listen. You hear this?
Yeah.
Flip phone.
That's a flip.
It's okay. $9. Yeah. $9 at Walmart, $30 a month prepay, and you know what? It gets calls.
And you never answer them.
Well, just walking around with a burner phone.
Yeah.
It gets text. It gets text. And it takes better pictures than the iPhone.
Yeah. I'm sure it does.
I have a flip phone, but I think you knew that, Walter. Anyway, I have one of each. I have a flip phone, and I have
Doug's
two
a big boy now, Rich. He upgraded to an iPhone.
I got an 8.
Yeah, he called me up and he was cursing at it one day.
I think I called you looking
for
help. Right, tech support, call Rich. All right, either Rich or Bob. Once in a while I call Victoria, though. I think she's pretty knowledgeable when it comes to a lot of this stuff.
She's very, yes.
All right, So, Walter, I would like to know if you have three lovely young ladies as daughters. Are they teenagers, or two of them are teenagers now?
6, 13, and 15.
Okay. Do any of them have phones?
Oh, yes. They have iPhones.
They do?
They have you betcha.
You gave your children, I would have thought, knowing you as I do, that you would never allow your children to have an iPhone. Especially,
no, I don't believe technology is a moral issue. I believe that it is far better to give my children iPhones than to have to endlessly fight with them over my laptop or my iPad or my phone.
Really?
Yes.
Who's in charge of your house?
Every teenager has a phone. I had a cell phone in high school. Everybody has a phone.
I didn't
have a cell phone
in high school. What are you talking about?
You had a World War II cranking phone. I'm sure you had something.
That's because
Mabel? Mabel?
Batteries. Yeah.
Give me Sarah. The diner.
Batteries haven't been invented. You had a roll of quarters.
Yeah, listen,
so
don't be telling. You better not start with that
on
me.
They were dimes back then, Walter, dimes.
I'm going back. You'll get it back in spades, pal. All right. Anyway, so we've taken care of the phone.
Jen's so happy that she's with us. I'm like,
yeah. Wow.
Who's
going to
win the I'm older game?
I want to ask, Jennifer, Richie, you've got two children. Do they have phones?
One does. One does not. The one that
Your
goes to high school and has after-school activities does. And he got one in the seventh grade when he was 12 when he went to middle school and had
after-school activities. I didn't take a shot at you. I must have taken a shot.
Probably
at
did, yeah, and I didn't care. My daughter does not yet. The rule is you wait till you go to school where you have after-school activities, which is generally middle school and 12 years old, and that's what we'll do.
Jennifer.
I just don't think it's that important.
What, to have a phone or whether you have a phone or not?
I don't think it's an issue. Like, they play their games on the phone, they text with each other, they call each other.
She's got an iPad.
It's the beginning of the end of them using their mind.
There's so many other things to worry about. I could care less.
But the funny thing is, though...
Your children can think for themselves?
Well, the funny thing is, my friend is a kindergarten teacher, and three of her students she just started, they all have Apple Watches.
Oh, my God.
That's right. I was like, okay,
oh my
now
God.
We've gone off the deep end.
You're marrying a guy who's got two kids. How old are they? Six and eight
one
or something?
Just turned nine, and the other is six, yes.
Do they? Hopefully they don't have any phones.
Lily has a phone. Yep, the older one, the nine-year-old. This is something that Jeff and I disagree about quite a bit because his kids are addicted to devices, and he tell you that, and he's addicted to his device, and so, and I don't mean that in a dirty way. He's addicted to his cell phone. He's playing games and looking at emails and doing all that stuff.
And that's why they are.
And that's why they are, and that's right. And so we have a different philosophy because I see when they don't have their devices how it's very hard for them to focus and behave and kind of be in the moment because they feel anxiety without these devices. So that's why I don't like them.
Unbelievable.
But,
well, let me suggest that there's a lot of criticism then that goes with it, saying, well, you know, these kids have a shorter attention span. No, they don't. They have a broader attention span.
No, I disagree.
They're able to consume far more input.
How can you prove that? You prove that?
I'm a talk show host. I don't have to prove anything.
Come hang out with my son for a couple of days.
Well, your son, I think your son is smarter than the average bear anyway, because you've exposed them to all kinds of different... You've exposed them to different ideas and ways of thinking.
Devices don't make people stupid.
On YouTube, unbelievable.
Kids are super smart.
This kid, he found a laptop in the neighbor's garbage the other day.
Who did?
Sean? My son.
Really?
Pulled it out of their garbage, brought it home, got on YouTube, and figured out what was wrong with it and repaired it. Now he's got a free working laptop.
Good. That's great.
There's a
that
chip.
Is only four
There's
years old.
A chip off the old block. If I had any doubt this kid was yours,
You believe that story that he found it in the garbage?
He did. He did. All of my neighbors are government contractors.
His kids would tell him the truth.
They're all government contractors, and they work from home. So every 3 or 4 years, they redo their home office and just chuck the old stuff out because the government
is now. Sean
probably
found some missing files in the Russian.
I was going to say,
it's really cool.
Then he came home.
Secrets on that thing.
2 days ago, he came home with three bikes that he found in the neighbors that they were just giving away. He gets
Did he
on
find
YouTube.
Them, or is he a thief? Right.
No, because I know two where two of them came from. He gets on YouTube, and he figures figures out what's wrong with the bikes.
Welcome
he fixes
to the McFadden
and he sells them on Facebook Marketplace.
Good for him.
Good for him.
Hi.
That's awesome.
YouTube.
Then he found diamond rings for mom.
Review. 19 past.
Just randomly.
Yeah. It's a Talk Radio Countdown.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Tom, and I'll be your server tonight. Just to let you in on some of the specials that we currently have. First is a wild-caught heart disease served on top of a bed of onset diabetes with an arthritis dressing. Second, we have our chef special. It is a sautéed obesity served two ways with a side of gastrointestinal issues. Anyway, can I go ahead and get you guys started with some drinks?
I don't think we're hungry anymore. Thanks, though. At Calitrin, we don't believe in drugs or stimulants, but rather products that are powerful and connect us to the natural world. That's why Calitrin is 100% all natural and the number one choice for healthy weight loss for over 20 years.
Hi, I'm Danny, and I'd like to say that I lost 8 pounds while I'm on Calitrin.
My name is Linda, and I've been on Calitrin now for about a year, and I've lost 48 pounds, and it's helped my arthritis, so I really recommend Calitrin.
Visit us at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Who knew ADT, a home security company, offers caddy service? On the 18th hole, you get a buzz from your ADT app to check the front doorbell. It's your new 9-iron, delivered safely. The ADT app helps protect your family, home, and packages, but not your golf stroke. So you can keep practicing knowing everything's safe at home. Caddy service, brought to you by ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
This is Diane Hawks at the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to four families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Caldwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Caldwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. The
Talk Radio
Countdown.
Talk Radio Review now on the air. Victoria Keelan is here. Walter Sterling, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, bringing you up to date on some of the stories with our thoughts on some of the big stories. Talkers Magazine, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and you can see the list every week there, talkers.com. So let's talk about the positive. Number six this week is the good economic news, how there are those who are Trump supporters who say, wow, this is great, look at this. This will help us win the midterms. And so then the others say, well, it's not really. Half the country's doing better and the other half isn't. It's kind of the usual, I think, the haves and the have-nots back at each other. I do think it is kind of, it's, I don't know, fascinating. Yeah,
even the have-nots are doing better.
Yeah. In a manner of speaking, those people, there are those who will argue with you. I thought it was interesting that on the heels of this news, Target and Macy's, between the two of them, are hiring, starting the first of next month, 200,000 people.
Right.
You know what that'll do for the unemployment? The unemployment's down to 3.9 now,
but
they're reported.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying it's permanent, but it's larger. The numbers are a lot larger than they were last year, Walter, in terms of hiring.
I'm surprised
Macy's.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, Macy's, you think, or you hear that stores like Macy's are in trouble because of Amazon. I think sooner or later there's going to be a backlash to that. I find myself wanting to, especially when it comes to things like clothing.
Yeah,
order
you see
stuff.
The trend, though. The trend that's happening is like Amazon is creating like brick-and-mortar pickup places and kiosks and stuff like this. So what's really going to happen is kind of a merge of the two where and a lot of, like Best Buy and
maybe,
Home Depot
yeah.
are doing all the same thing, where you go online and you go, boop, 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 okay, I'll be at the store in 10 minutes to pick it up.
Yeah, I'll pick it up.
Yeah,
and,
free two-day shipping is not fast enough now.
Right,
people.
No. Right. I want it now.
Yep.
But then can you...
But people also, like Doug says, they want to see it, touch it, feel it.
Well, I want to try it on. I tried that Stitch Fix, whatever it is, a couple of months.
Yeah.
New clothing and stuff, and it didn't fit. Yeah. And I sent it back with a pain in the neck to pat box
did
it
you
back
lie about? Did you lie about your size?
Girls will do that, you know.
What would make you think that, Walter?
Well, they're very good at fitting by men.
They are. That is sort of like what they're known for.
That's why it works.
This is going to be the two of you are going to gang up on me. Is that it? Now,
no.
Both
I
of
don't
you.
Think. By the way, I don't think that. I think it's myth that Amazon is taking away the brick and mortar business to the extent that people think. I think the reason the brick and mortar stores are in trouble is because it is a progressively horrible experience. I blame the Apple store as the brick and mortar stores having a problem because Apple shows them how it should and could be done. You
100%.
Go to an Apple store and it's magic. 20 people
it
approach
is.
You. What do you need? And any
and then
one
you
of them
sit on your butt
you
for an hour, wait for the next guy. No,
wait.
I never
well, that's
had that
different.
In
that's
an
not,
Apple store.
Any one of them can check you out in a second.
Yes. I was in and out. My laptop died a couple months ago. I jumped in a cab. I was still living in New York City. Went to the Apple store, timed the entire thing. It was 12 minutes from leaving my
door. You know what?
I walked in. I said, I need that laptop right now. They go, here you go. They swipe the card on their own iPhone, and I was back in a cab. It was amazing.
Yeah, but if you have a problem like I do,
well,
I'm not.
Well, that's different, though. That's,
well,
that's
you go there
different.
To fix it, and you
the
sit
Genius
around.
Bar.
We're talking about shopping. No,
just
shopping.
And, Doug, that's very situational, too. There are many Apple stores where you don't have to sit and wait. But let me just finish the thought, which is that you compare going to the Apple store with the experience of going to Macy's, to the men's clothing department, and trying to find, one, a clerk, and, two, somebody who can actually ring you up because, gee, it's not my department.
And you know what? Yep. The people who work at the Apple store really like doing what
they do.
They
love it.
Yeah.
Yep. It's true.
Yeah, I'm sure
they enjoy selling you the product.
Really?
Here's your pants, Mr. Singh. Here's your new suit. Versus, here's your new iPhone. Isn't it great? Yeah. Let me show you how to use it.
Maybe the people at Home Depot could learn a little from the folks at Apple. Maybe that's where...
Oh, Home Depot is bad. Yeah.
All right. 28 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Roundup. Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience, because I'm on it, Calitrin. So what does Calitrin provide in the way of joint support?
Well, Doug, you know, what Calitrin is, it's collagen. So you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. And it does have so many other benefits other than just your weight loss, like the joint relief. You know, I've been on it for arthritis for well over 15 years now. So lots and lots of benefits. But the great thing about the Calitrin, Doug, is the fact that it's drug and stimulant free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your heart patients. I've had open heart surgery. It will not interact at all, no matter what you're taking.
Let me underscore one more time how you find Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Special 10% off deal if you use the code DJV. That's toploss.com for Calitrin, the country's number one health choice for proper weight loss.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but then can't stay asleep no matter what you do? I had the same problem. Well, I tried everything, but nothing worked until I got MyPillow. And now I get a great night's sleep every single night, and you can too. My favorite thing about MyPillow is that it's made with 100% cotton, it's machine washable and dryable, and it will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. So act fast and get yours now. Backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. The buy one MyPillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one absolutely free. That is their absolute best deal. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com using promo code DJV.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Monday Night Football is back, baby. Raiders, Niners, Seahawks, Cowboys, Vikings, where you at? Bet the Bookie returns again this year with Kenny Breedlove. Win cash and prizes every Monday night. Monday Night Football kicks off this year with a doubleheader on September 10th. The Jets versus the Lions, and the Rams take on the Raiders. Come get your football fix at Shameless O'Leary's. The best wings, burgers, and Irish nachos in town. Plus, over 16 brews on tap and over 100 unique whiskeys behind the bar. Wear your favorite team jersey and come play Bet the Bookie every Monday night. It's free to play and an absolute blast for couples or serious football fans. Place your bet and win. Don't forget Sunday Funday with the NFL ticket and Sunday brunch. Bloodies, mimosas, and a full breakfast menu. If you want to watch football, make it Shameless O'Leary's, California Street, downtown Reading.
Football, you say? Well, I've got $100 here. Says football's supposed to be played with your feet.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio with you on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Bruce McFadden and Walter Sterling and the intelligence of Victoria Keelan. So to keep the rest of the boys on the straight and narrow, we're going through the stories that are listed this week at talkers.com. The top 10 stories, top 10 people. Actually, I went through the list of stories. I did not go through the list of the people. So all those in favor of me listing the top 10 people, raise your hands.
Right here. I would also be in favor of you quickly doing the top 10 topics again.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll do the people first, Reggie.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers is at 10. Serena Williams at 9. Jeff Fager and Les Moonves at 8. Nancy Pelosi at 7. Jeff Sessions, 6. Number 5, Robert Mueller. Barack Obama at 4. Brett Kavanaugh at 3. Bob Woodward at 2. And Donald Trump at 1. And I will say candidly, I don't know why Barack Obama is on this list and Nancy Pelosi.
Because of his speech. I don't know about Nancy, but...
He's giving speeches.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so. Victoria's right. He's giving speeches.
So what?
Well, and then Trump went back at it. You know, the whole Trump can't let
forth.
Anything go. And yeah.
Well, Obama
it wasn't really a back
him.
And forth. Well, no, he didn't blame him. He said Trump, he actually did the opposite. He said Trump isn't the problem. He's not the source of the problem. He's part of it. He's a symptom. So he actually took the onus off of Trump. But, you know, Trump can't let anything go. So then it became a
thing.
So
does that mean Obama thinks he was the solution to the problem? What is Obama's solution?
Obama's trying to take credit for the economy.
Economic,
yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah,
really. This is my economy. It's not Trump's. It's my economy.
Well, that's not true. Well,
2008 was his economy.
No, it wasn't. He inherited that. That was Bush's economy. Everybody knew. Look, it doesn't matter what political party. It doesn't matter what political party. The president coming in, if it's whoever it is, inherits what happened for the previous 8 years.
And how
so
you fix it?
Economic
is
stimulus and everything that Obama did. It is why we're in better economic standing now. It's
really?
You know, Trump can claim all he wants that this is all him. It's some of Wall Street is in favor of Trump and is optimistic about it, so he can definitely claim. Rightfully so, some of the enthusiasm on Wall Street. But Wall Street isn't necessarily, you know, very few Americans actually invest in Wall Street. So when we talk about, like, real people in the middle of America.
Sure they do. Everybody's got a 401k.
Not everybody, Rich.
Don't.
No way.
Never
No.
Well,
we're
all
not everybody.
I don't have one.
You don't have a 401k, Doug.
No. I wiped it out to save the farm.
If you're self-employed, you don't. You can't get a 401k. So
yeah,
it's
40 whatever it is. You can get something similar.
We could get something else. I forget what it is, but I don't have that either.
Yeah. Right. Me. Right. Here we are. We're radio veterans. All right. Let's see. Richie wants me to repeat the stories. Sports Talk Radio 10, the new iPhone, and the Serena Williams cartoon were tied at 9. They have nothing to do with each other, but in terms of interest.
I think the Serena story was much bigger than the iPhone.
I do,
reveal.
Too, and I think it's an important story, frankly,
so
to talk about.
I didn't hear the Serena story. The cartoon, anyway. Tell me about the cartoon. I did not see it.
Oh. All right. You want it, Victoria? You want me to?
Give me the 30-second
Go ahead, Doug.
Shot.
No, go,
Victoria.
Go.
Well, the Australian news media is noticeably white, and they took a shot. There was a cartoon from some South... I don't remember which newspaper it was. I think it was Melbourne in Australia. That really was disgusting, actually. It was really racially motivated. Mm-hmm. And it didn't not only take a shot at Serena, but the Japanese lady got it in the cartoon as well.
Well, they whitewashed her, literally. She's a blonde white woman with a ponytail. And it doesn't even look like Naomi Osaka. It's ridiculous.
In this day and age, you don't do that unless you want to be, you know, you want people to talk about you. And that's kind of the reason I think they did it. Although the Aussies are notably pretty racist in
it was this, Rich, you should look it up. Look at the image.
I'm looking at it right now.
It's ridiculous. And here's the thing that really pissed me off about this whole story. The newspaper, it got a backlash, of course. And then the newspaper doubled down and the next day put it on the front page.
Yeah.
That's how much of a racist statement they wanted to make.
It's a typical cartoon. It's got the opponent on the other side. You know, it's got Serena having a little fit. And then on the other side, it's got the opponent asking the judge, can you just let her win? But the caricature that they do of her is probably the offensive part. Yeah. Her lips and her mouth are huge in this caricature.
Well,
and
she's
so
also
her
jumping up and down. Yeah, in
yeah,
a position
like
she
a
looks like a gorilla.
Did she get all right? The
Let's
fact
just say
of the
that's
case.
That's what she said.
Did
that's
she get
she
a raw
like.
Deal? Was it? She was angry. You didn't see that kind of display from her before. And the but you see a lot of times the comparison was made to her.
The coaching thing she got a raw deal on. It happens all the time. It always happens.
Well. But the male female side of this, Richie, which
well, became
that's a
what
yeah.
she's
part
saying
of the issue.
Is right. that it happens all the time. But she says you're calling me out just because I'm a female.
Yeah, and can you argue with that?
But you know, every male tennis player who's come to her defense has admitted that they've gotten away with saying way worse than calling the umpire a thief. She
yeah.
said, like a, you stole that point from me. You're a thief.
No,
that's
what
she said. McEnroe video.
Is,
I mean,
this,
right.
Is this about multimillionaires hitting a small ball in sunshine? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, right. That's very, very true. Okay.
All right.
Speaking about multimillionaires, number eight, more on Les Moonves and him leaving CBS with a 120-some-odd million-dollar settlement, $20 million they're going to... take away Maybe. From him and give it to charity or something. But meanwhile, his wife goes on Big Brother or whatever that hosts her, and she introduced herself as Leslie Chan Moonves.
No, Julie suddenly. Chen Moonves.
Her, whatever,
yeah.
Suddenly,
yeah,
right. she's Moonves.
Exactly. Yeah, right. yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, that's
she's
awesome.
She spent all her entire career since she's been with him. She has spent distancing herself from the Moonves name. And
I'm
now,
my own woman.
And
I'm
then,
my
yeah,
own woman.
Yeah, I didn't get this job because I married the guy who's in charge.
Really?
It's like she's like the new Tori Spelling. I didn't get cast. No one knew who I was when I auditioned.
Wow.
yeah.
It's sad that Victoria and I are the only two people who remember that's what Tori Spelling used to say.
Yes.
That she used to say, no one knew my daddy was Aaron Spelling, who owns all of you.
Right. Whatever.
Right. That's how I got on 902.
All right. Walter Sterling, Rich McFadden is here. Jennifer's not here now. Victoria Keelan's here, though. And I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through. Rich, you wanted me to do this fast. We got stuck.
We're incapable.
Yeah.
Number six,
election.
Positive economic news. Number five, the midterm elections.
The
number four,
talk about
the Kavanaugh nomination. Number three, the Trump-Russia investigation. Number two, the Bob Woodward book
right.
tied with the New York Times op-ed.
Walter
and number
wants
one,
to
hurricane
talk
crime.
About the hurricane. The hurricane, yes. The big story in the hurricane is that the world is still full. We still see examples of the people who are so stupid, so arrogant, stubborn, whatever. We're going to ride the storm out, and then when their house gets blown away, they're looking for you and me as the taxpayers to send somebody in to save their butt.
Well, I thought you were...
Swim to shore.
I thought you were talking about the Weather Channel reporters. I want to see the hurricane. I want to see the flooding, the rivers, the waves, the wind, the signs
coming
down. You
see the good-looking guys there?
Instead, I see a guy being blown at by wind and telling me that I shouldn't be there.
Right.
Neither should he.
Yeah,
exactly.
What I think, some interesting points with the hurricane is that the Target, Walmart, and Home Depots have become our hurricane infrastructure for the government to run supplies through. I think that's a fascinating story in that we're using these big box supply chains to for the government to be able to get supplies to the people. And because they've already got the supply chain on the ground, they know how to get the trucks to there, and they know how to get the people into there, and they know how to get the supplies out of the Walmart.
It's time
to the
government
people.
Did more privatizing of
that's,
things.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah.
And then
go ahead.
The other interesting point about the storm is how it's being politicized already, so that the Democrats can use anything and everything that Trump's environmental policies caused the hurricane. B, the response to the hurricane is not going to be good enough, and Trump let all these people die, and you should vote for a Democrat.
To believe all of that stuff.
Well, but beyond that, to me, I think we're burying the lead here. The most important part of the entire Hurricane Florence storyline here is the Waffle House. We talked about this on the DJV show. The Waffle House has a storm center where they literally track hurricanes because the Waffle House has to be open 24/7, and if the Waffle House, FEMA watches what the Waffle House does. This is a true story.
Yes, it is.
FEMA actually watches Waffle House to see if they limit their menu, and if they close a store,
then they know that that's where people are really the most affected, and that's where they say they go in first. That's the front line. If the Waffle House is down, then that's the front line of the hurricane.
More importantly, on my show, Sterling on Sunday, this Sunday, we're going to have an executive of Waffle House to explain this dynamic and also to answer the question I have about Waffle House, which is why none of them have Wi-Fi.
Because the people who go to them don't care about Wi-Fi. They might attract more.
Let me tell you something. If Waffle House had free Wi-Fi, that would be a scary place at 2 in the morning.
Yeah. It's a scary place at 2 in the morning anyway.
It really is. But it's a fabulous place to get a good waffle and good sausage. They have... And I said,
I think
on the DJV program that they didn't have stores north of the Mason-Dixon line. I've been proven wrong. People responded to that statement on our Twitter site by suggesting they were in Pennsylvania, Ohio.
They're in Pennsylvania, Ohio.
And New York, apparently, too.
New York,
and
really.
Upstate New York.
I've never seen them.
Which is the same as the South with bad weather.
Exactly. I literally just
said
that.
Victoria said an hour ago.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Well, you're
all right. This is the Talk Radio Review. Let me help you whiten your teeth. If you have a problem that you have a smile, and you like to have people like your smile, but you got yellow teeth. Ooh, who's going to want to smile back at you? Need to whiten them up? Power Swabs to the rescue. Call this number now, 800-208-1797, and get the deal you thought was never possible. Now available directly to you by calling 800-208-1797. This fabulous way to whiten your teeth two shades every time you use the Power Swabs. You open up the tube, you snap it, you get the Q-tips, and you wipe it on your teeth, and literally in 5 minutes you can start watching your teeth get whiter. It doesn't eat into the enamel. It digs out the things that are discoloring your teeth, and it'll do it with minimum sensitivity. It's not like sticking one of those trays in your mouth and leaving it there for a half, three-quarters of an hour, and then the taste afterwards, yuck. Get a great white smile, and maybe that'll help you in your love life or at work or whatever. 5 minutes, that's all it takes. This was originally the formula that came from a Dr. Martin Ginniger, who's a dentist, and they were sold, the power swabs were sold to dentists originally, but now available to everybody, not online, just on the phone. Call 800-208-1797. Take that, you people that have iPhones. Use your flip phone. Call 800-208-1797. Use the discount code DJV and pay half price for power swabs. Let's take a minute to go through the official list, the stories from Talkers Magazine, News Talk Radio's Bible. As for the week ending September 14th, at number 10, Sports Talk Radio, the push on Major League Baseball to end the season well, the beginning of the football season, all the conversations that go around that, and the people. Number 9, Apple's got a new iPhone. I think we knew that was coming, but when it was coming, now we know. Let's see, problems at CBS, number 8, Russian War Games, number 7, the economic news, it's good news, number 6. Midterm elections, that number 6 will go with number 5 because the good economic news will help to keep the people that want to stay in probably. Let's see, Kavanaugh's nomination is 4. The Russia investigation is 3. Bob Woodward's book is 2. And the hurricane, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
I see protests on TV and sometimes wonder if the demonstrators even understand what they're protesting. Now a report by the National Association of Scholars says many university courses aimed at understanding the American system have been replaced by classes on how to undermine it. Instead of teaching the foundations of constitutional law, individual freedom, and self-government, these new courses now teach how to organize organize protests, occupy buildings, and stage demonstrations. American citizens have always enjoyed the right to protest policies with which they disagree. But looking through the lens of liberty is the first step in understanding the right to protest. Without understanding our founding principles, students are being cheated of the opportunity to be full participants in our republic. They should protest that.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. Dial 1-800-208-1797. If lines are busy, try again. Because the Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-208-1797.
On the People List, the official list from Talkers Magazine, which you can see is published every week at talkers.com. I like to go through the list because sometimes during our hours on the air, we don't actually go through the list or we don't do it quickly. So just for your reference, Aaron Rodgers, football player at number 10, Serena Williams, tennis player at number 9, Les Moonves at number 8, Nancy Pelosi, 7, Jeff Sessions, 6, Robert Mueller, 5, Barack Obama is in the 4th position, Brett Kavanaugh, number 3 as he works his way toward his confirmation, Bob Woodward and the book, and I think the New York Times op-ed piece, too, comes in here. But the people, as far as the people are concerned, it's Woodward, because nobody knows, or do they, who wrote the op-ed piece. And at number 1 on the people list, pretty much the same as you can expect every week from now until he gets out of office, Donald J. Trump. All right, that's the people list. Doug Steffen here on the countdown. All right, how many people have read any of the excerpts or the book from Bob Woodward? Victoria, you interested?
Nah, I'm not really interested in stuff like that.
Walter?
I know Trump's a lunatic, so I don't need a book to tell me that.
Walter?
I have 3 small children, and there's no time for books.
Really? Richie?
Really?
Time for books?
I heard all the sound bites I need on radio and television this week, and when I heard NPR describe it as high-end gossip, I figured that pretty much is a good description. Because Woodward, he's an alpha.
That's right. He's Bob Woodward, after all.
He's won many awards.
He's a very sensitive guy.
10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask. What's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433
and get connected. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for some more information. It's Tech Talk time. Information, people, there's no secrets here. We go to five from number five to number one. Top five stories of the week. Victoria Keelan has that information for us from the world of technology, starting with the relaunch of Gawker.
That's right. Gawker will be back in early 2019. It's unclear exactly what it will look like, but the it is, of course, the gossip site that was formally relaunched. Well, it will be formally relaunched next year by the new owner, Brian Goldberg. Now, Goldberg is also the co-founder of Bleacher Report, which is one of the largest sports sites. And he bought the Gawker Archives, which has thousands of old celebrity stories, for less than $1.5 million at an auction this summer. He said, we're going to recreate Gawker, but it won't be exactly the way it was. We're going to learn from its missteps. Gawker Media is a larger company that also included Gizmodo and Deadspin and Jezebel. It filed for bankruptcy and was eventually sold to the Spanish-language broadcasting company Univision and was renamed Gizmodo Media Group in 2016. However, Univision decided that Gawker.com was too risky of a property to own, and they transferred it back to the bankruptcy estate where Goldberg came in and bought it at auction. So it'll be interesting to see in this sort of celebrity-driven world with TMZ what it will actually look like, but I suspect it will probably try to go head-to-head with TMZ.
All right. Number four, a focus on a new plan from AT&T. Listen up to this.
AT&T is a new promotion that offers first responders and their families discounts on unlimited plans. Firefighters, paramedics, and police officers can opt for 25% off either of the unlimited plans that AT&T announced back in June. That was right after they acquired Time Warner. In the fine print, though, AT&T admits that it may throttle data speeds, which means slow them down, when the network is congested. However, they make it very clear that AT&T's FirstNet plan, which is actually designed specifically for first responders, and that is not open to the public. That's not a commercial. That is only for police and firefighters, and you have to qualify and everything. That is separate, and that will not be throttled. So that data will not be slowed down. Now, we remember just last month, Verizon came under scrutiny because they throttled firefighters' data when they were trying to fight the wildfires in California, and that ended up in a big lawsuit, which is still being tossed around in the court, and I don't think Verizon's going to come out on top on that one. So AT&T wants to make sure that they know that the first responders plan is just for first responders, but this new promotion is for their families, and they want to offer a discount for first responders. Now, a new study last week showed that AT&T and Verizon have been throttling video platforms like Netflix and YouTube. They're slowing it down because net neutrality is dead, and they can do what they want.
Yep, bad guys that they are.
Yep.
All right, number three brings us around to a car company using technology.
Yep, Volkswagen has a new partnership with HP, and they're going to be using HP's 3D printers to mass produce car parts. Volkswagen is actually the largest car maker, and they unveiled their new plans that they're going to use the 3D printers to make parts like gear knobs, custom tailgate lettering, things like that. They are going in the next few years to move to mass production of structural parts. So think of, you know, doors, bumpers, windshields, things like that. That's where they're going to be heading in terms of 3D printing. They also say 3D printing is saves them a lot of money, and they already have 90 3D printers in their plants. Right now, they started using them to make rare parts that you can't find for older cars, and they say that moving forward, though, it has huge implications, not just for the car and for the auto industry, but for industrial and medical sectors as well, those industries produce billions of metal parts each year. So HP is very excited to jump on board with this.
All right. Number two, as we work our way up to number one, Apple has a new iPhone to announce.
Apple's newest iPhone is the XS and XS Max, and that is the largest screen that iPhone has ever made. It's 6.5 inches, and the new iPhones start at $999, and the XS Max will be starting at $1099, and they're on pre-order right now, and they'll be in stores on the 21st of September.
All right, let's have a big boo for number one. Amazon selling Christmas trees?
Yep, Amazon's getting into the holiday spirit. They are selling live 7-foot Christmas trees this year. They are available for Amazon Prime shipping, which means you'll get free 2-day shipping. They all come from a North Carolina farm. They will cost $115, and you will be able to choose from several different varieties. You can also buy wreaths and garlands and other things like that. And so Christmas tree farms, though, not really concerned. They say most people like to pick their tree in person.
Yep. I agree with that one. All right, good job, as usual, Victoria. Our job is to inform you and entertain you at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. The death toll from Hurricane Florence and its remnants has now risen to 17, as officials say a three-month-old died in North Carolina when a tree landed on a mobile home. Gaston County Manager Earl Mather said the tree fell on a mobile home Sunday in Dallas. That's about 240 miles west of where Hurricane Florence made landfall on Friday in Wrightsville Beach. Now, in New Bern, there were several hundred people that had to be rescued from the second floors of their homes, as well as their rooftops. New Bern resident Leah Bell says the storm has caused extensive damage to her home.
That's the top half of our one-and-a-half-story garage. I don't know where the rest of it is. That was the foundation right there.
And as with most natural disasters, believe it or not, the IRS is going to cut you a break. They say victims of Hurricane Florence will get a grace period before having to file some tax returns and payments. Here's Greg Clugston.
For certain individuals and businesses, quarterly estimated income tax payments and quarterly payroll and excise tax returns are normally due in September. But the IRS announced it's offering relief in parts of North Carolina and other regions designated a disaster area by FEMA. Those filings and payments will be postponed until January 31st next year. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump's nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court is in turmoil after the woman accusing him of high school-era sexual misconduct told her story publicly for the first time. Democrats are calling for a delay in a key committee vote set for later this week. Now, the concern is that Democrats, A, have had this information since the summer, and they're just now turning it over. And, B, the incident happened decades ago. It's an incident Judge Kavanaugh absolutely denies. More on these stories at townhall.com.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code RADIO20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-in Pest Free. Our best seller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. for just a one-time cost of only $249. Even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. GoPestFree.com. That's GoPestFree.com, promo code RADIO20.
Residents in communities north of Boston that were rocked by natural gas explosions were given the green light Sunday to return home. Governor Charlie Baker and other officials announcing the move at a morning news conference and said electricity was restored to nearly all affected homes and businesses in Lawrence, North Andover, and Andover. Gas service will remain shut off while officials continue investigating what caused Thursday's explosions and fires, and crews inspect the gas lines and connections to homes. Now, a key theory has been that pressure inside the gas lines was too high. That's pretty much what they're going with. But again, more investigating is underway.
The NTSB can confirm at this time that this was indeed an overpressure situation.
And they've got to figure out how to fix that situation so that it doesn't happen again. That's NTSB Safety Board Chairman Robert Sumwalt. An 18-year-old man was killed when a chimney fell on his car. This is Town Hall News. SpaceX says it has signed the first private moon traveler.
The big reveal on who it is and when the flight to the moon will be announced tomorrow. It's not the same mission plan that SpaceX founder Elon Musk outlined last year. The original plan called for two paying passengers to fly around the moon this year using a Falcon Heavy rocket and a Dragon crew capsule. The new strategy is to still fly around the moon, but using an even bigger SpaceX rocket still in development that has its own dedicated passenger ship. Rich Thomason reporting.
And tomorrow is today for some of us. That announcement set to come on Monday. The remains of a Tennessee World War II pilot have been laid to rest at his family cemetery. A funeral was held Saturday for Navy Reserve Ensign Harold P. DeMoss in Nashville. He was 21 when his airplane crashed during training in July of 45 in a remote area of Hawaii. DeMoss was buried next to the graves of his mother and his father. More on these stories at townhall.com.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same.
Get ready to laugh because Riverfront Playhouse is bringing you a show about a normal guy who has a ton of everyday problems that everyone can relate to. Hilarity will ensue as Jasper navigates from mundane career obstacles, awkward romantic encounters, right down to the daily commute. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Somewhere in Between, written by Craig Pospisil, directed by Chris Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 22nd through October 13th. Mature themes and language, so viewer discretion is advised.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spankin' new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
.com.
Hey folks, up first this time around the second half of an episode of The Great Gilbert's League. And later it's time for a literary private eye as played by the big voice Gerald Moore. It's Raymond Chandler's detective, Philip Marlowe. At the end of our previous show, Gildy's nephew Leroy, as played by Walter Tetley, was quite surprisingly doing well at school, and his uncle was embracing that welcome change. As we resume, Hal Perry as Gildersleeve is in conversation with his frenemy, Judge Hooker, as played by Earl Ross. Also listen for Richard LeGrand as Peavy, Lillian Randolph as Bertie, Louise Erickson as Marjorie, and B. Bennett Darrett as Leroy's principal, Miss Eve Goodwin. Heading back now to September 9th, 1945.
Well, quite a change seems to have come over Leroy.
I don't know how long I can stand in this way.
Now, Marjorie, let's not discourage scholarship.
Cigar, Judge?
Don't care if I do.
Yes, Horace. I'm actually beginning to believe that Leroy is grown up. That's the funny thing about children. One day they're children, and the next day they're grown up.
And the next day they're children.
Now, Judge, this has been going on for 3 days. It's a whole new attitude. For the first time, Leroy has begun to show real interest in his work. I'm beginning to think the boy has the makings of a scholar.
Well, that's fine if it's true. I'm delighted to hear it.
I'm even thinking of sending him to college.
Every boy ought to go to college.
After all, I'm a college man myself, graduate of a state university.
I still think you ought to send him anyway.
Judge, will you kindly be serious? I'm discussing a boy's future. I'm trying to plan his career.
Well, you needn't talk as if you were the only college graduate in the room.
Tell me, Horace, what do you suppose it costs to put a boy through college these days? You think I could swing it?
Well, I'd say it depends. If Leroy's as smart as you say he is...
He's smart, all right.
Well, most colleges have scholarships, you know.
A scholarship? Now, why didn't I think of that? That's what I'll do. I'll get Leroy a scholarship.
I'm afraid that's something Leroy will have to get for himself, Gildy.
Well, I'll help him. I'll coach him. Yes, I'll study with him. After all, as I say, I'm a college man.
I think you find that college has changed a good deal since our day, Gildy. The requirements are tougher.
All right, I'll get help. I talk with his teacher about it. Or his principal, Eve Goodwin. Yes. She'd be glad to help me outline a course of study for the boy.
Well, Miss Goodwin might be able to help.
Yes, indeed. I might just run over there tomorrow evening. I haven't seen Eve all summer. Besides, I owe it to Leroy.
Hello, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Hello, Peavy.
Getting home a little late, I think.
On the contrary, Peavy, I'm out a little early. We had an early supper tonight.
Oh, you're out for a stroll, you think?
Not exactly. I'm making a call, but I'm not expected quite yet.
Calling on a lady, probably?
Well, as it happens, yes.
I understand Mrs. Ransom won't be returning to town till next week.
I'm calling on Miss Goodwin, if you must know.
Oh.
It's not what you think it is. I'm going there for a definite purpose.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I'll just wrap this parcel. I have to deliver a thermometer to a customer, Mrs. Snyder. She called up about it, said to rush it right over.
Well, Peavy, I put down $25 in cash on an encyclopedia today.
Did you say $25?
$25.
Did you say encyclopedia?
Encyclopedia. 30 volumes. Special paper and special binding. The man's been after me for months.
My goodness. Well, I guess I'd better get this thermometer over to Mrs. Snyder. She'll be...
Peavy, wait a minute.
Yes?
I said I bought an encyclopedia today.
Yeah, I know.
30 volumes. Got everything in it from A to Z. Anything you want to know, it's in there. Handsomely illustrated, too. Over 1,000 color plates. You see, here's a sample volume the man left with me. I have to return it. Just heft that.
Heavy.
It's not light reading, either.
Well, I guess I'd better run over to Mrs. Snyder.
Wait a minute, Peavy. Look at the special tooling on that cover. Just feel that. That is tooling.
Judge, well...
You see, this is the first volume, A to Auk. That means it contains everything of any importance beginning with A. You see? You look in here.
Has it got about the atomic bomb?
About what?
The atomic bomb.
Well, no, I don't suppose it has.
Pretty important. I usually go by the Cornhill Almanac myself. Hasn't got everything, but it's got what you need. Well, I better get over there with this tomorrow.
Wait, Peavy. This is full of interesting stuff. For instance, did you know that the moon controls the tides?
Well, the almanac calls all that. Has the phases of the moon and high and low tide for every day in the year. Names of all the presidents, too. Well?
All right. Do you know how ants communicate with each other? Do you know who Archimedes was? Go ahead. Who is Archimedes?
Sounds like a Greek.
That's not a complete answer. You know which are the highest mountains in the Western Hemisphere?
It must begin with A.
The Andes. Do you know how long it'll take a railroad train traveling 60 miles an hour to reach the moon?
I doubt that it would make it.
That shows how much you know.
Tell me, Mr. Gildersleeve, how did you ever fall for... How did you come to buy this reference work?
Because every house ought to have an encyclopedia, Peavy, to look up things. As a matter of fact, I bought this for Leroy.
Leroy?
Well, you needn't seem so surprised. Leroy's begun to show a real interest in his schoolwork this year. He's turned over a new leaf.
Must have turned over a new Leroy.
Well, I'm for encouraging him, Peavy. That's why I bought this. I figure it'll help him in his work. For instance, do you know how many tribes of Aborigines there are in this country?
Mr. Gildersleeve, I've got to go. I have a customer waiting for a thermometer. Her husband is having chills.
I asked you a question, Peavy. Do you know how many battles Alexander the Great won?
Mr. Gildersleeve, Yeah, that's probably her again, wants to know where the thermometer is.
Do you know what country is the native habitat of the auk?
Mr. Gildersleeve, I'm trying to run a pharmacy here, not a quiz program. Yeah, I'm coming.
All right, go on. The trouble with you is, Peavy, all you're interested in is making money.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, go on and answer it. I'll go and talk to somebody who's interested in intelligent things.
Morton. Come in. Or would you rather sit out here on the porch?
Well, it's such a nice evening, but let's go inside. Got something I want to show you.
I was so glad when you called last night. I've hardly seen you all summer.
Yeah, not since the Jolly Boys picnic.
That's right.
Tell you why I came, Eve. It's about Leroy.
Already? The school only started Monday.
It's not what you think. Something has come over Leroy. I think it's his new teacher.
Miss Wynn?
Mm-hmm, that's her. I mean, that's she.
Well, she's rather young and inexperienced. I was a little concerned about substituting her for Miss McCann.
Listen, she's got those kids eating out of her hand.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear it.
Why, she's got Leroy all steamed up. He can't wait to get to school in the morning, and he comes home every afternoon and goes straight to his homework. I think the boy is going to turn out to be a student.
Oh, how splendid. You know, it's so inspiring when a boy suddenly takes hold like that. It's what makes teaching worthwhile.
By the way things are going, I'm planning now, by George, to send him to college.
Oh, I think he should go, definitely.
Well, I want him to have every advantage. So the first thing I did, today, I bought him an encyclopedia.
Oh, how wonderful. The Britannica?
Well, no, this is called the New World Encyclopedia.
Oh.
It's 30 volumes, Eve. Cost me $69.50. Got everything from A to Z. They're delivering it tomorrow. See, here's a sample volume. Handsomely illustrated, over 1,000 color plates, hand tooling and so forth.
Why, is the Britannica better?
Oh, I'm sure this one is very good. I'm sure if Leroy learns everything in it, he'll do very well. I just happen to like the Britannica. But let's have a look at this. Do you want to turn on the light there? That's better.
Like me to show it to you?
Mm-hmm, yes, do.
Well, let's shove over a little, huh? Mm-hmm. Then we can spread it out on our laps. Mm-hmm. Kind of big. Now, you see here, they begin with A.
They usually do.
Ha. Oh. Now here it's all about Aaron, fellow in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And from Aaron they go to, kind of dull in through here. Let's look for some pictures.
Oh, there's one.
Yeah, now here. Here's a picture of a, let's see. It says it's a picture of an ancient Abyssinian vase. Busted. Over here we have, see, lean over again like that.
Why?
I like that perfume you're wearing.
It's not perfume, it's cologne.
I don't care, I like it.
And it has nothing to do with the Abyssinians. Let's see what this other picture here has. Look, Morton.
Yeah.
Well, are you going to show me the book, or aren't you?
I don't want to read anymore, Eve. My eyes are tired.
They tire too easily. You should see an oculist. Tell me, Throckmorton, did you come over here to talk about Leroy's college education or for something else?
Well, after all, Eve, he won't be going to college for 5 years. There's no rush, is there?
Oh, not at all. Why don't you come back again in 5 years?
Well, let's see here. Astronomy, astrophysics.
This is Bertie. I'm sorry to call you at the office, Mr. Gilsey, but there's a man here with a truck that wants $1.70. Yes, sir. It's a crate and it weighs a ton. Oh, I won't open it. No, sir, I won't say nothing to Leroy. Encyclo what? Well, I don't get it, but I'll just leave it laying here in the hall till you get home. Yes, sir. Miss Gilsey, it ain't anything that'll go off, is it? Guess he must be all right. He said, pay the man.
Stand back, Bertie. Let me get at this.
My books.
That's what I said.
It's an encyclopedia.
My goodness, what name?
Just wait till Leroy sees this. Will he be thrilled? Where is our little scholar?
I don't know, Mr. Gilsey. He came in from school and went right upstairs.
That is books, I suppose. We mustn't let the boy wreck his health.
Ha!
No, my dear.
Well, I don't see why he has to make such a show of it. The first time in his life he's ever studied.
Now, let's not discourage him. Leroy! Leroy!
You want me up?
Come down here, my boy. I've got something for you.
Yes, sir.
No, wait. Don't look yet, Leroy.
Hand me that first volume, my dear. I want to write something in it.
Write in it?
On the fly leaf, just a little inscription. I'll go get my pen.
Well, what do you know? Here comes Miss Goodwin.
Miss Goodwin? Well, coming around, eh?
I've got to get back to my homework, though. I'll be in my room.
You show her in, Bertie. I'll be right back.
That's her. I'm coming! Miss Goodwin, well, well.
Good afternoon, Bertie. Is Mr. Gildersleeve in?
Yes, ma'am, in his study. He'll be right out. Come in.
Thank you.
You've been kind of a stranger around here lately, Miss Goodwin.
Well, I've been... Oh, hello, Marjorie.
Hello. Uncle Mort will be right out.
Gee, well, you came just at the right time. Look out for that crate.
Oh, I came over, Throckmorton, because I wanted to explain to you about the whole thing myself.
Well, that's fine. I was just about to surprise Leroy with his present. Leroy! Explain about what, Eve? You want to explain about what?
Didn't Leroy tell you?
Tell me what? I've hardly seen the boy.
I was forced to suspend Leroy from school today.
Suspend?
For a week. I didn't like to do it. But when a boy openly defies his teacher and calls her name...
Leroy! I don't understand it, Eve. I thought he was crazy about Miss Wynn.
Oh, this wasn't Miss Wynn. She was just a substitute. This was Miss McCann.
Uh-huh. She's back. What did he call her, Eve?
He called her a goon-faced old tomato.
Leroy!
Did you want me to come down, huh?
Don't bother. I'm coming up. Marjorie, what am I going to do with this encyclopedia now? $25 down and 10 months to pay. Well, I guess I'll just have to return it, that's all.
How are you going to return it?
Well, that's easy. Just tell him to come for it.
With this writing on the flyleaf? For a good boy. To Leroy from his loving uncle. Reading maketh a full man.
By George, he'll pay for it. He'll pay for it out of his allowance. If I have to raise his allowance to do it.
September 9th, 1945. For all of my younger listeners, an encyclopedia is what folks used to gain more knowledge in the days before Google and Wikipedia. The script was penned by John Whedon, who also wrote for television, including Leave It to Beaver, The Donna Reed Show, The Andy Griffith Show, and The Dick Van Dyke Show. And John Whedon is the father of television writer Tom Whedon, whose credits included Alice, Benson, and The Golden Girls. Oh yeah, that family is now up to its third generation of successful writers, as John Whedon's grandsons are all television and film scribes, Jed, Zach, and Joss Whedon. Joss, whose full first name is Joseph, is the writer-director of the Avengers Motion Pictures. Well, coming up next on Wynn Radio Was, it's Gerald Moore as Philip Marlowe, right after this break.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce. And in 2000, I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are we enjoying the unity and peace our immoral, godless leaders promised if we would just give up the idea of God? No, we are experiencing violence, hatred, immorality, chaos, and much more, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Sadly, those practicing lawlessness are living under a strong delusion of lies as they reject God's truth and have pleasure in unrighteousness. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Caldwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Caldwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome back to When Radio Was and Detective Time. In addition to lead actor Gerald Moore, this offering known as The Last Laugh will feature Doris Singleton, John Daner, Ann Morrison, Peter Leeds, and Paul Dubov, with Fred Flintstone actor Alan Reed as the elderly character Matthew Spangler. It originally was broadcast on April 2nd, 1949.
Now, with Gerald Moore, starred as Philip Marlowe, we bring you tonight's exciting story, The Last Laugh.
I'd spent a week waiting through moldy beer joints and cheap hotels after a dancer on the downgrade. And when I found her, she was 2 days dead in a coal cellar, all of which left me with a rancid taste in my mouth. But when I woke up after a night's sleep to the tune of a robin on my windowsill, I realized it was spring and time for Marlowe to take a long, easy weekend someplace. Someplace where the surf meets sand like it does at, say, Ensenada. Without so much as a second thought, I threw some clothes in a bag, phoned the Riviera Pacifico for reservations, and charged out the door, where I ran head-on into a funny man with a studious face charging in.
I'm awfully sorry. Why, you're Philip Marlowe.
Yeah, I know.
My name is Darwin. I represent the law firm that handles the interests of Julius Spangler. Therefore,
did you say Julius Spangler? Goodbye, Mr. Darwin.
Now, wait, Mr. Marlowe.
Now, listen, I had a run-in with that screwball Spangler less than a month ago. A man was knocked down a flight of stairs, I got shot at, and a farming house was set on fire, and Julius called it a practical joke and laughed himself silly. Best I could do for him was 3 days in jail. It should have been 3 years. Goodbye, Mr. Darwin.
Yeah, but that sort of thing is all over now, Mr. Marlowe. Mr. Spangler is dead.
Spangler's dead?
Yes, he died last week in Brazil, the result of a hunting accident. And he has named you in his will.
He's named me? You mean I...
Precisely. You're one of Mr. Spangler's heirs. Oh. I shall read the will tonight at 8 o'clock in his home on Catalina Island. I trust you'll be present.
Not on your life. It's me for Ensenada, and nothing's going to stop me. Goodbye, Mr. Darwin.
There are only five other heirs.
Huh?
And the estate runs well over $500,000.
Oh?
Almost any way you split that much up, Mr. Marlowe, it comes out something more substantial than a weekend at Ensenada. Goodbye, Mr. Marlowe.
It was fantastic, but then so was Judas Spangler. Who knows? Maybe he actually admired me for throwing him in jail. After all, what's old Mexico got that Catalina doesn't have and better? What could I lose? It was only a matter of minutes before I was in Wilmington and climbing the gangplank of the last boat to Catalina Island. She nosed past the breakwater and headed for the open sea, and the green water glistened with gold from the sun, slanting into a bank of clouds on the horizon. This was the life. I sat back and relaxed for all of 10 seconds before the name Spangler came up again. This time being volleyed between a matron meticulously tailored by I.J. Fox, who clung to a pipe-smoking gentleman at the rail, and a cute blonde ball of fire facing them.
Some of my friends are aboard, and I don't want to be seen with you.
Look, you may be Your Highness Millicent Burke Ashby to those snoots, but you're still just Millie Spangler to me, you overstuffed social climber.
Why, you insufferable little upstart.
You're nothing. I'll give him a good show like this.
Mickey, you better take me away from here.
Of course.
I think I'm going to faint.
I'm not. Well, what are you staring at, Buster? Haven't you ever seen a red jersey sweater before?
Yeah, that sweater plus that right hook of yours adds up to quite an exhibition. You must belong to Julius.
He was my uncle, but... Now, wait. Don't tell me you're in his will, too. Then you're Philip Marlowe.
Yeah, I got him 3 days in the cooler, so now I'm an heir. Who are your two friends?
Millicent Burke Ashby, my half-sister. A professional snob I'm going to get mad enough at to kill one of these days. The jerk with her is Bennett Haynes, a cousin not enough times removed. They're also heirs.
Which still leaves two more.
Yeah, an old geezer who collects butterflies and that blockhead Roderick who passed for secretary and companion to Uncle Julius.
Yeah, I know Roderick. And what do you pass for, Nicky? As if I couldn't tell.
You can't. Ever been in Nick's Bar and Grill on La Brea, Marlowe? Well, I'm Nick.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. And if this inheritance hadn't come along, I'd have lost my shirt. Boy, I'm really in a money jam, and Uncle Julius is saving the day for me.
Yeah, but he had to die to do it.
Well, sure, that's the only way he ever would.
Hmm.
I wrote and asked him for a $10,000 loan once. Got a check back in the return mail, but it was signed by Alexander Hamilton. So I came out here to Catalina to see him, but he'd already left for Iceland. I spent a week by myself painting his launch for amusement. Then I went home again without a cent.
Yeah, he was a charmingly whimsical old man. By the way, where's his house?
Over on the deserted side of the island, naturally.
Naturally.
The only way to get to it is by launch. Roderick's going to meet us when we dock at Avalon.
Oh, fine. You mean we'll be stuck at Spangler's old house all night?
Is that bad, Phil? It's quite lovely. In a lot of ways.
Hours later, we docked at Avalon. The clouds that had been on the horizon were now overhead and looking very soggy. Roderick, the late Mr. Spangler's secretary, in a striped silk shirt, gold Hickok cufflinks, polka dot bow tie and derby, was waiting for us with a launch. And after we had all shivered through another spray-splashed wave-bucking hour and a half, we finally pulled into a small cove. A house squatted alone on a point of rocks 100 practically vertical feet above the water. And as we laboriously made our way up to it, the rains came. Julius Spangler would have loved it. When the door closed behind us, everyone dashed for the nearest fireplace, except me. I was cornered by a septuagenarian with a shock of white hair, a scraggly yellow mustache, and spectacles so thick they looked like shot glasses with horn rims. He rolled up in a wheelchair, which he handled like it was a hot rod, skidded to a stop, and shoved a fistful of brandy out at me.
Howdy, young fella.
This, I figured, was the butterfly-collecting cousin, Matthew Spangler.
Had to have a slug of this before pneumonia sets in. Well, sir, I suppose you're here for the reading of Cousin Julius's will?
Yeah,
so
that's
am I,
right.
So am I. Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Oh.
He's leaving me his collection of nymphalidia. Butterflies, you know. I don't like money, just bugs.
Figures.
Yes, sir. Been an entomologist for 50 years, lepidopterist for 40. I've got specimens of 12,000 species. Only a few thousand left to go.
Practically nothing.
You have a keen mind.
Mm-hmm.
Here, have a cigar.
Thank you. No,
Go on. It's the best. Save it for later when you got something to celebrate. Oh, there's Roderick. He'll show you around. I want to go meet these young ladies. So long, son. I'll see you. Out of the way, Roderick.
Hey, Wolf, watch it. Crazy wheelchair jockey almost ran me down. Well, Mr. Marlowe, it's nice to have you with us.
Yeah, I'll bet. Look, Roderick, why did Julius stick me in his will along with all his relatives?
I don't know. Maybe he was nuts.
You can say that again. Keeping all his junk, for instance.
Junk? Well, these are trophies. That burnt match there was used in the first Hotfoot. Julius perfected that gag in 1903.
Spangler contribution to American culture, huh?
Well, get you. What did you ever do? Wait, wise guy. This one's even better. He panicked the whole city with this phony newspaper headline. Here.
Hmm? Report of baby snakes in city water system false?
Yeah. He tells them there's nothing to it, and they still blow their tops. That's tremendous, huh?
Yeah, quaint.
Julius was right. He got no sense of humor. The lawyer Darwin will read the will in 30 minutes. He'll be ready.
Passed a half hour at a window with Nicky watching the rain slash at the glass. And at 8 o'clock on the button, the library doors swung open and Darwin summoned the six of us into the room. As we sat down, the lawyer chewed his way through the legal preliminaries for the first time. It was a tense hush. A $500,000 changing hands was an impressive occasion. And what was more impressive was that I might get some of it. I even caught myself wondering about inheritance taxes. Darwin completed the introduction of the will.
Yes, it will bring us up to the disposition of the real and personal property of Julius Spangler, who passed away this life March 26, 1949.
Oh, poor old Julius. I can't believe he's really gone, Millicent, you know.
Oh, he was a darling beneath it all, Bennett. Poor, lonely, dear Uncle Julius.
Oh, quiet. Get on with it, you old relic. Read it.
Yes, go on, please.
Yes. Very well.
First, my dear cousin Matthew, I leave my cyanide jar, the silk net, and the collection of Nymphalidia.
Good old Julius, I knew he'd do it. Bless his old bones.
Yes, well, to Philip Marlowe, intrepid shamus. That's a private detective, I think.
Oh!
Yes, private. With no sense of humor, 10,000 empty beer bottles worth 5 cents apiece. Clean. These aren't.
Yes. Well, for this, I skipped Ensenada. I should learn.
Oh, Phil, I'm so sorry.
Oh, please, Nicky. What did you expect, really?
Millicent, be quiet. Go ahead, Darwin. What about us, his real heirs?
Yes, well, to Millicent Burke Ashby, grant each $50,000, which is...
Uncle Julius!
Which is the value of a fish market at Central and Northrop Streets on the condition that she personally operate this market for 1 year.
Oh, good heavens, I think I'm going to
fail. Oh, shut up, Matthew. Go on, Darwin. Am I next?
Yes, you are. Yes. $75,000 and a dog.
Dog sled? What's that for?
Why, to get your claim. You see, the money is the assayed minimum value of a gold claim at Point Anxiety, Alaska.
Oh, no.
Which it says here you must develop with your own hands.
Oh, no.
Fight this travesty of a will through every court in the state. You'll never get away with it.
Oh, wait a minute. You've never worked for anything in your life, Bennett.
What was that?
Oh, you two got no more than you deserved.
Why?
What about me, Darwin? I've worked at least.
Well, Miss Spangler, I believe you better sit down. To my grandniece, Nicola, who has learned how to work hard for what she wants, I leave my sincere congratulations and $1.
Oh, no, he wouldn't. I need money now.
And finally, all the remainder of my property, real and personal, I bequeath to a most genteel, brilliant, and loyal man, my secretary, Roderick D. Driscoll.
Ain't that sweet of the old man? Oh,
my.
Ben, you left me all that
money. Set over $300,000 to this baboon here.
You'll never get it. I'll call my lawyer.
This is horrible.
Yeah, it's too bad, baby. Well, you can have my $500 fortune in old beer bottles. Me for Ensenada.
Oh, what's so funny, Matthew?
He got what he wanted, Nicky. Let him laugh.
I'll say I did. Whoa!
Shut up, Matthew.
Stop it, Matthew. You're hysterical, Matthew.
Hysterical, eh? I sure am, kiddo. But Matthew... Get a load of this!
We all stood there with our mouths hanging open as the old invalid leaped to his feet, tipped over his wheelchair, made a grab for a shock of white hair with one hand and ripped it off. It was a wig and a good one. With the other hand, he tore the phony yellow mustache off his lip and still laughing like a ticklish hyena. He identified himself as the one and only Julius Spangler, alive and in the flesh.
Yes, this is the crowning achievement of my career. Look at you. Look at your silly faces. I wasn't going to give it away till tomorrow, but I couldn't hold it back. Ooh, this is rich. The best gag we ever pulled. Right, Roderick? Roderick.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
This is humiliating. I'm calling the firm at once.
You're mad, Julius. Absolutely insane.
Why? Because you can't stand the smell of fish?
Well,
what about you, Marlowe? Did I get the last laugh on you or didn't I? Eh?
You did. You're still nothing but a mixed-up jerk, Julius.
Wonderful. But I want to see you mixed up with those dirty beer bottles. Wash the labels off. Get nickel back, you know.
I'd like to break every one of them across the bridge of your nose, funny man.
That's what I like. A good sport. How about it, Nicky? Isn't it funny?
Not very.
What do you mean? I sat in at the reading of my own will, so now I know what you really think of me.
Not quite, you don't, because I think this.
But, you vixen, spit on me. How dare you? I'll kill you for
that. No, Spangler, stop it. You lay a hand on her, I'll flatten you in spite of your years. That goes for you too, Roderick. Stay back.
None of you can take a joke. Look after these fools, Roderick. Give them anything they want. I'm going to have a good laugh all by myself.
We will return with more of Philip Marlowe right after this short break.
My boss is the smartest and the stubbornest, the fattest and the laziest, the cleverest and the craziest, the most extravagant detective in the world, Nero Wolfe.
Join Rex Stout's reclusive, overweight, orchid-loving super sleuth Nero Wolfe, as masterfully portrayed by Sidney Greenstreet,
in Radio Spirit's exciting 9-CD set, Parties for Death.
Mr. Bowden, it is very easy to murder someone. Avoiding the consequences of such an action is something else again.
His services are much sought after by an array of desperate and distinctive individuals.
How do you do, sir?
I have no time for the social graces, Mr. Wolfe. I'm about to be murdered.
Heard in my house, I have objections.
Archie Goodwin does the legwork for this armchair detective extraordinaire, setting up his brilliant boss to solve the case.
Money, work, bah.
Greatest detective in the world. Only trouble is, he is.
Nero Wolfe, Parties for Death is regularly $35.95. But for a limited time, When Radio Was listeners can get it for only $17.95. That's half off. Plus, get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code NERO77.
That's all you're going to give us?
At the moment. However, Inspector, in a very little while, I shall give you the murderer.
Now, how can you beat that? 18 exciting episodes of Danger and Detection for only $17.95. Order Nero Wolfe, Parties for Death, today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. Use offer code NERO77 to get 50% off and free shipping. Sound good?
Good.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
There's a time and a place for black and white, like when you're learning to play piano, or when you want a big two-toned cookie, or when shopping for a pet zebra. But if you want to attract customers, there's no room for black and white. So go to Staples. Staples specializes in bold, hard-to-miss color printing. And now at Staples, get 20% back in rewards on color printing, from banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
On this episode of the World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC. So what did we learn today, folks? That's right. KFC now has four different $20 fill-ups to feed a family of four. Like my 8-piece extra crispy or 8-piece original recipe. 12-piece tenders or my new 6-piece boneless breast with all the fixings for just $20. Wow, that sure is one reactive audience. Anyways, see you next time. KFC is finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
And now, Act Two of The Last Laugh with Philip Marlowe on When Radio Was.
After the mastermind of the impractical joke had guffawed his way out of the room, Roderick took his life in his hands and invited everyone to coffee and brandy. But the zest had gone out of the erstwhile airs like the snap from a secondhand girdle. So without as much as a backward glance, they all went their separate ways to their rooms. All but Marlowe. I drank coffee and brandy, and since the rain had stopped, tried for 20 minutes to threaten, bribe, and argue Roderick out of a way back to Avalon. But he swore it was impossible, and I was about to swear back at him when we heard it. We ran to the French doors at the end of the room and out. Millicent was on the walk outside, her hands clamped against her mouth, staring down at the rocks near the surging water 80 feet below.
Mrs. Ashby, what happened?
What is it? Millicent, what's the matter?
It's Julius. He's down there. He must have fallen.
By somebody who couldn't take a joke. It was 80 feet from Spangler's balcony to the ugly jumble of sharp black rock that lined the shore. And it was there, minutes after Millicent's all-out scream, that Roderick and I found the broken body of the man whose raucous laugh still seemed to be tangled in the wind around us. And when we turned our eyes up from the death at our feet back to the balcony above, we could barely make out the cross piece of the porch rail still dangling at a crazy angle from its single remaining support, with all the ominous silence of a gallows.
Gee, Mr. Marlowe, I can't believe that he's gone and that all this really happened. So, Mr. Marlowe, what are you looking at?
Up there on the balcony.
Huh?
There's someone moving, Roderick. Which makes this a good time to start counting noses. Let's go. Huh?
What about Millicent? Shouldn't we look after her?
No, for the time being. Come on. Come on, Roderick. I want the fastest way over those side stairs there. They lead us back up to the balcony because right now I'm in one big hurry.
There's nobody here, Marlowe. Are you sure you saw...
Hold it. Somebody's coming. Get back away from the rail.
Why, it's Bennett Haynes.
Yeah. I'm very interested in the spot where that crosspiece came loose from the top of that post.
Well, what's he doing there now? I mean, the way he's scratching something across the top of it.
The gentleman, Roderick, has forgotten that it rained.
Oh.
He's trying to strike a match on wet wood. Mr. Haynes!
What?
Would you like to use my thumbnail? It's dry.
Oh, why, Marlowe, what are you and Roderick doing here?
It's called spying. And you, Mr. Haynes?
I am here, Marlowe, because I think it's very strange that this accident should have happened less than an hour after Julius Spangler left a room full of people who hated him.
Which incidentally included you?
Yes, but I know that I had nothing to do with this. Now, here, a couple of matches for that stellar thumbnail.
Don't go too close to the edge, Marlowe.
Thanks, Roderick, I won't. I'll only go close enough to...
Marlowe, if you're staring at that mark across the top of the post, stop wasting your time. I just made it with that match that wouldn't light on wet wood, remember?
Mm-hmm. But that mark is not what I'm staring at. It's this green one here on the edges of the top of the post. A mark that could mean somebody pried the crosspiece loose with an object that was covered with green paint. All of which points up two things, huh? First, that someone murdered Spangler by loosening this rail, and second... But I've still got a couple of noses left to count. One belongs to a lawyer named Darwin, and the other to the fancy owner of Nick's Bar and Grill.
Help! What's that?
It's Millicent there,
down below. In trouble. Come on. Let's follow the leader with me out in front, back down the wooden stairs and over to the spot where Millicent Burke Ashby, the tailored lady, was sprawled over a lot of soft ground. Unhurt, but coming apart at the seams in more ways than one. I sent Bennett Haynes off to find Darwin and then helped Millicent to her feet. Shook well and waited for results. Millicent,
no,
makes sense. Come on.
It was
take it from the top, will you? Tell us what happened.
It was Nikki.
Yeah?
I saw her running away from the house.
Go on.
She was running toward the wall of water.
And when you tried to stop her, she knocked you down?
Oh, yes, she slapped me. And I should keep my mouth shut.
Did she say why?
No, she just said something about green paint.
Green paint? What about it? Come on, Millicent, think hard. What about the paint?
Oh, I don't know. What does it mean, Marlo?
We gotta get to Nikki Spangler fast. Roderick, she was headed down toward the water. How many boats are tied up there?
Just to launch him a little.
Yeah?
No, wait a second. There's the outboard. She used to run that herself.
All right, then we split. You for the launch and me for the outboard. Now, where is it?
We're down there in that boat behind the trees. But you better let me take care of that, Marlowe. It's dark and slippery in there, and I know my way around.
No, thanks. I'll take my chances. At the moment, I'm very anxious to meet up with that lady again in person. Now, you get to the launch and you, Millicent, back to the house. Whoever finds her, yell. Good and loud. Shed was a one-room bungalow on stilts. When I started inside, slowly, unsure of both my footing and the company on hand, I was suddenly very sorry that I'd left my .38 back in L.A. But in the next minute, I began to breathe easier because just visible ahead of me was the Spangler outboard. And when I got closer, I saw that it was empty. Then I heard somebody behind me. I turned just in time to see a thick, crooked branch coming at my head fast.
Oh!
Oh! I couldn't tell if the warm blood trickling from the cut just below my ear was from where the branch had hit my head or from where my head had hit the planking. But it didn't matter because either way it hurt. I got to my feet slowly. I reached into my pocket for one of the matches that Haynes had given me in the faint hope that a little light might reveal something about whoever had been guilty of relaxing me like a chocolate soldier in a Turkish bath. But then, even as I was about to strike the match, I stopped. Framed at one side of the open doorway was the silhouette of a man. I stood where I was and waited motionless while he slowly took a step toward me and another. When he started on his third, I grabbed him.
Let go of me.
What's twisting your arms, Owen? Just in case you're still carrying a thick branch.
I haven't got anything in my hand.
All right. Now, what are you doing here? Come on, barrister. At the moment you're my witness, I'll talk. Why are you here?
I spoke to Millicent. Now, Mr. Marlowe, is the witness relieved?
Yeah, I guess so. Sorry about your arm, Darwin, but the last visitor here wasn't empty-handed. This time I wanted to be ready.
Do you have any idea who the visitor was, Mr. Marlowe?
No, I don't. I was just going to strike this match to see if I could... Oh, my head.
Oh, here, Mr. Marlowe. Let me strike it for you.
Thanks.
I doubt if it'll do any good. Oh. Now, there, you see anything?
No, nothing. Well, it was a long shot anyway.
And what? What do you see, Mr. Marlowe? What is it?
Darwin. Something I should have seen a long time ago. And by that, I mean that the launch of Nicky Spangler is my next stop. Goodbye, friend. Thanks for the interruption. It may save a life.
Let's pause for a moment. We'll be back to solve the case of the last laugh right after this.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Pacific Justice Institute has prepared a vital resource for church leaders that will help them understand their legal rights to provide their congregations with information about the upcoming elections. Visit pji.org and download our free guide called The Church and Politics.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Now back to Gerald Moore, starring as Philip Marlowe on When Radio Was.
It was a 4:40 with plenty of obstacles and no lights from the boat shed down to the launch. But even as I got there out of breath with the shooting pains in my head making a dartboard out of the lining of my scalp, I knew who had murdered Julia Spangler. What I didn't know were the whys and wherefores of the green paint that had everybody running. A minute later, I quietly climbed aboard the launch and started slowly for the stern where I could hear voices. I knew that the explanation wasn't far off. When I was close enough to see Nikki standing in the reflected light of the moon wash, I didn't have to hear anything because clenched in her hands and held close to her side was the answer to the marks I'd seen on the post on Spangler's balcony. It was a crowbar, the business end of it covered with green paint. Opposite her was the reason for the fear in her voice. It was the man who had killed the practical joker, Julia Spangler's ever-faithful secretary, Roderick.
You're being awful stubborn, Nikki, which is something you must have got from your late granduncle. Now, give me that crowbar.
Why? So you can get rid of it, me too, and then return to the others and mourn the loss of your employer?
Sure. I just love everyone to think that I miss him terribly when the truth is that I kill him. I hated him and his stupid jokes every minute of every day that I worked for him. Hated him, Nikki, the way I hate you and your snooping ways. Now give me that crowbar!
Don't do it, Nikki. Don't move, Roderick. I'll blow your head off.
Oh, Phil. Phil, thank goodness. is?
I'll get back, Buster. Get away from her and stay in one place or I'll shoot.
Oh,
so help me.
Marlo, he did it. He killed Julius because he hated him.
I haven't a chance at $500,000, right, Broderick?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Then, my head.
What is it, Marlo?
Nothing, honey. I walked into a branch that our friend here was holding a little while ago.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
And I'll make it real plain. Broderick, you killed Julius Spangler because you wanted to turn his greatest practical joke into a bonanza for yourself. You wanted that screwy will to stand. Nobody else was in on the gag, not even the lawyer. So nobody else would ever know that it was only a gag. Nor would anybody care that some wacky old cousin who liked butterflies accidentally fell to his death.
But, Marlo, Julius was killed after we all knew the whole thing was only a practical joke.
Yeah, but that wasn't part of the original plan, Nikki. Julius wasn't going to unmask himself and the joke about the will until the next morning. That also correct, Roderick?
Yeah, that's correct, Smart. I was going to get everything. But when that fell, I still wanted him to die. And I would have gotten away with that if this dame here hadn't been so curious about those green markings on the railing.
And, Roderick, if the same dame hadn't also remembered a crowbar that she'd once spilled some green paint on.
I heard enough.
Yeah, for the time being, I guess you have.
Oh, Marlo. Marlo, it's your head again, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it? The poor boy.
No, you don't. Roderick, stay back. Marlo, are you all right? Are you?
Not exactly, honey. Did you get him?
Yeah, with the crowbar, no less.
Oh.
But you better give me your gun in case he wakes up suddenly.
I can't. I haven't got one, baby.
You don't have one? But you're going to pass out. What'll I do with him?
Oh, baby, there's only one thing to do. Let him have it again.
Marlo, are you all right now?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, I'm all right. What's going on? Oh, Nikki.
Mm-hmm, Nikki. And before you can say, where am I, I'll tell you, honey.
Hmm?
This is Avalon, a lovely spot on the island of Santa Catalina. It's now 2:00 in the morning, your head isn't so much as fractured, and you're sitting up in a chair that belongs to the nice lady who rented you this room at a reasonable price.
And the others?
All back at the place, except, of course, Roderick. Last I heard of him, he was still answering questions for policemen.
Hmm.
Which, by the way, brings me right to the point. This I gotta know. Phil, how did you figure that Roderick was guilty?
Wet wood, Nikki. Wet wood that should have been dry. It was up on Julius Spalding's balcony. The top of the post that had green moss on it was wet. Even though the tight-fitting crosspiece that rested over it should have kept it dry. So obviously the rail was pried loose just before the will was read, while it was still raining.
How do you figure, Marlo?
Well, because it had stopped raining and the moon was shining by the time Matthew identified himself as Julius Spangler.
But no one would have wanted to kill Uncle Julius without having heard the will.
Nobody but Roderick, who was in on the whole joke and knew that he was going to get $300,000 out of the phony will. So he merely pushed the old man off the balcony, made it look like an accident, see?
Yeah. And you doped all this out just like that?
No, not just like that, Nikki. Finally, I caught on. And now, sweetheart, in spite of the bandage, I think a little stroll along the beach is going to do me a lot of good. You know, I'm officially on vacation. Rest and recreation for 2 full days at least.
Here in Avalon, maybe?
Where else? See you later, Nikki. Outside and down at the pretty strip of beach that runs along behind the spot where the steamer docks, I felt a lot better. I sat down on the moon-drenched sand and relaxed for the first time that night. As I sat there, I reached into my breast pocket for a cigarette, but instead came out with the expensive cigar that Matthew Spangler had given me. It wasn't until I had lit it and was puffing along that I suddenly remembered that Matthew Spangler had really been Julius, so I got rid of the cigar. Hey, just in time. I wasn't sure, but maybe Julius Spangler, wherever he was having the last laugh, after all.
The Last Laugh from April 2nd, 1949. Gerald Moore was Marlowe and was joined by Doris Singleton, John Daner, Ann Morrison, Paul Dubov, and Peter Leeds, with the role of Spangler played by Alan Reed. Best known today as the original voice of Fred Flintstone. Reed's first cartoon work, though, came back in 1937 in the short Porky's Romance. But do you know who was the voice of Porky? I'll name him and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
The flame we hold is as good as gold, the man's up.
Hop in the
saddle with MusicRewind.com and Songs of the Wild West, a fantastic collection of 50 original Western classics on two CDs.
I'm a roving gambler. I've gambled all around.
Enjoy the recordings of Johnny Cash, Patsy Cline, Glenn Campbell, Slim Whitman, Rusty Draper, Marty Robbins, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Gene Autry, and many more.
Gunslinger, gunslinger, where did you go wrong?
Buy Songs of the Wild West today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay just $17.98. Lasso in the savings by using promo code WILDWEST77 to save on shipping.
He was only three, Davy, Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier.
North to Alaska with Johnny Horton. Join in the Battle of Little Bighorn with Porter Wagner or experience many of the other Songs of the Wild West. Just go to MusicRewind.com now or call 800-206-5002 to pay only $17.98. Use promo code WILDWEST77 for reduced shipping.
First man down, I'm a mean, son of a gun.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com now. Remember to save on shipping with promo code WILDWEST77. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Catherine faced a difficult battle with cancer and decided to do what she loved most, baking cupcakes. She and her sister set up a food truck called Cupcakes for Courage and were doing well until the heavy hand of the law swooped in. The city of Chicago prohibits food trucks within 200 feet of any restaurant. And in that neighborhood, it means 97% of all streets are off limits. These gutsy gals looked through the lens of liberty and fought the city's attempt to protect favored businesses against competition. Court sided with the city, but Catherine gets the last laugh. Her baked goods sold so well, she now has two food trucks and two stores. The fight against government chipping away our freedom is needed in every town and neighborhood, including yours. Let's join that fight.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
The answer is not Mel Blanc, but rather Joe Doherty. He was the original voice of Porky. But Blanc actually took over that role after Porky's Romance and played the character for the next half a century. Well, I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we are all out of time. But I want to remind you to take a moment and visit the website. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.